Peace, love, and greed.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to crawl blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, touch the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/theremix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what time it is. It is time for The Remix, and peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad you guys are joining us here live in the forum tonight. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there, and so glad that you guys are here joining us here live in the forum tonight. I also want to invite you, if you're out there listening and you want to come on over and join us in chat, the chat room is open. 646-652-2711 is the number to call in. And to get to the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix. All one word is how you're going to get into the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And welcome to you to The Remix. Yes, 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 it is Sunday night. It is Sunday night, and so good to have you guys in the forum tonight joining us here in The Remix. And big ups to everybody in the chat room. So glad that we're in the chat room. Last time there was like three or four different chat rooms that was open, so everybody across the world was just kind of split all over the place. So it was an amazing share. We got so much feedback from the show that we did on Sunday night, myself and Brother Bilal. So it is so good to have you guys in the house tonight joining me, Miss Lou, live here in The Remix. Okay, so listen. I want to give a shout out to our international listeners again. Definitely international listeners who are out there listening. I want to welcome you guys to come on over and join us in the chat room again. If you're calling international, it's a couple of ways that you can actually call in and you can listen. So I want to invite you to do that. You just dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. And that'll get you in. You can also Skype in. So you can Skype in. That's how I do all of my sessions as well, too, for international. That's one of the ways, is by Skype. So you can Skype in as well, too, and get you right on the line. So good to have everybody here. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated and all set up. I also see you guys on the phone lines. How is the weekend going? It's been a busy Remix family, magic-making weekend. And so I have a special extra little surprise tonight for you guys as well. Tonight, and we're going to give some international shouts out. First of all, big shouts out to Jamaica in the house. We have Jamaica in the house listening live. We have the UK listening live. We have Australia listening live tonight. Amsterdam is listening live. We also have parts of South Africa listening in live. We also have the Ukraine listening in live, as well as Egypt listening in live. And much love to our brothers and sisters out there in Egypt. Japan is also listening live out there as well. We have brothers and sisters from Tobago listening in live. We also have Saudi Arabia listening in live. Wow. And we also have other countries listening in live. UK, Germany, Italy listening in live. France is listening live. Germany listening live. So we have all of Europe on board listening live here. And so many other countries. So I will be giving those international shout out as we continue here live in the forum tonight. It's remix time, you guys. You know what to do. Sunday night, remix time. Wow. Let's talk about the weekend. Friday night, you know, Brother Bilal was live here in the forum, and he was joining us right here for the Soulflage of Innovation. And tonight, we're actually going to be doing part two, Q&A. You definitely want to get on the phone lines for that. That was on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, oh my goodness. For those of you who are self-invested, where is the bell? Where is the bell? For those of you who are self-invested, Elder Haru, we had an amazing share that was going on Sunday night. For those of you who were live in the remix, we did this presentation from self-invested presentation via Elder Haru, Siba Haru, Alke Bulan, Instructions for Living a Kemetic Life in the Time of Now. And boy, it was powerful. So I've gotten a lot of feedback from you guys, and a special extra treat for you guys tonight as well for that too. So peace and greetings to all my guests out there, first-time listeners, first-time live listeners in the remix. I want to welcome. If you're in the chat room, just click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in, because we would love to connect with you, get to know you. Don't forget to jump on over to the Remix Radio page and click like over there on Facebook, and you will see the whole Remix family over there getting it in. Lots of questions, lots of things. Energy is high tonight. My ass is super hype, for one. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be dancing here in just a second. We're going to be bringing on Brother Bilal in just a second. But I have a special, special surprise for everyone tonight. And joining me here that has some words to say for you guys, we're going to bring him on right now, Siba Haru. Peace and greetings to you, Siba Haru.
Head to the Ms. Blue and the Remix family. How are you this evening?
We are wonderful. Good to have you in the house. We had an amazing chance to get a chance to have the presentation. Yes, yes.
I think that it was certainly apropos, since this is the Labor Day weekend. We certainly did a workshop and really dealt with a lot of things. And I wanted to maybe also just emphasize to people that I know that those workshops that Blue and I have a tendency to do are rather intense. We had over a dozen references and handouts and things that we were dealing with. And I just wanted to come here this evening and borrow a little bit of Brother Bilal and Sister Blue's time just to say a couple of things about the presentation. One, sincerely from the deepest depths of my heart, I want to thank everyone who attended. Some of the feedback I received and received from Ms. Blue is very helpful. Two, I realize that those workshops are intensive, but in fulfillment of the commitment that I made in the syllabus to provide people with the references as well as the handouts, I am here to just let people know who are in attendance that, in fact, those reference sheets are going to be done. I'm putting together what is known as an e-packet, which will be forwarded to Ms. Blue. She's going to just make sure everyone who is in attendance has an opportunity to have access to the e-packet, which will consist of a copy of the syllabus along with the listing of the rec keys and the workshops that Blue and I have done in the past. By the way, a sister, let me not mention her name. I don't want to violate Miss Blue's rather strict NDA, non-disclosure agreement, but there was a sister who brought to my attention yesterday that one of the links when we dealt with the instructions of Duaf, also known as the satire of trades, was broken. I did, in fact, fix that, and that link is now there. In fact, I used that one originally. It was from Dr. Scobie's, Edward Scobie's analysis of Dr. James's work, which was presented at the ASCAT conference, the Association for Classical African Civilizations. I noticed that they took that information down. However, I replaced that link actually with a link to Brother James's work himself. And so it is there. It is fixed. I included the last presentation in the podcast section on the podcast Miss Blue and I did several weeks ago on the goddess's history. And within the handouts, what you'll have is you will be given a copy of the Pertinheru, the Declarations of Innocence, as well as the link. You have the links to them, but the handout actually consists of the Declarations of Innocence with the Kemetic rather than the Greek names, as well as giving you a direct translation of the Dream Stellar from the story of the Prince and the Sphinx we dealt with. That will also be included. And finally, I have done a rendition. Many people have asked me to do this. You also get a handout of the riddle we discussed yesterday, along with the answer and the analysis. So be advised that that information is forthcoming. If you want to have any information about, some people emailed me to let me know that they were unable to attend. Again, if you contact Ms. Blue, she will share information on how you can go about getting that information. At any rate, I don't want to be long-winded. I just wanted to, again, thank you all for attending. I wanted to say again that those types of workshops, for some people who did write me saying that it was rather intense and involved, please consider that type of a workshop as a seed. It's not something you just listen to once. You really do have to go back and do additional research. We just wanted to provide you with it so that as you do additional research in the future, we'll be able to expand in greater detail. There was a woman there who was in attendance who was very interested in a workshop I and Miss Lou are working on dealing with the Kemetic science of Rekh-Resut, which is the science of dreams, or oniorology. So look forward to those coming along as with other expansions on the things that we dealt with. At any rate, I appreciate you all, and I wish that you all will continue rising and transforming forever. And thank you again for having given me the opportunity to share the information with you. And you too, of course, as well. I appreciate you and all that you have helped me to do with this project. Thank you.
Peace and love to you as well, Siva Haru. And thank you so much for coming on. Everybody's all excited. They cannot wait. So you guys, don't worry. As soon as I get it, those of you who are self-invested, you will get a chance to get all
right.
of the goodies.
You can expect the e-package by this evening, Lou, or tomorrow at the latest.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much. I know you're going to be listening into the show.
I certainly am. All right. It's a cool.
All right, Hetepu, and peace and love to you, Siva Haru. Love that, brother. All right, you guys, that was a big surprise for us here tonight. And again, I can't echo, if you're not self-invested, what's wrong with you? Why don't you become? Because we got so many brothers and sisters who's coming up. Of course, you know, Siva Haru, Brother Bilal, myself, coming up. Esther is going to be teaching classes. We have the sister Rainwater. She's going to be coming with all of her magic doing classes as well. We have the brother Wayne Chandler who's going to be coming up, Dr. Eileen Bay, and many, many others. Who's going to be teaching in self-invested? Yes, yes, yes. So you definitely want to become self-invested. If you are not and you want to find out more, question question, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Just put in there, self-invested. How can I become self-invested, or my family self-invested? And we'll get you all the details, Sister Manya and myself as well. Oh, here's another thing I need to talk to you guys about. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about this. Now, this is a remix first. This may be a first. Coming up next week, Friday, you guys have definitely got to lock it in. We have a brother who is coming on who has been practicing his craft for over 60 years. And I don't want to say his name incorrectly. I believe it is pronounced Cijo. Cijo. He is a Cijo. He is a master in his craft. And he has worked side by side and has been with and continued to work side by side with several brothers and sisters. We doing something real special here. I hope you guys can still hear me out there. But this brother is going to be coming on the remix. And he's going to be talking about us from everybody that he has worked side by side with, starred with, including Bruce Lee, as well as being able to work with Wesley Snipes. He has starred in The Karate Kid. He has starred in Return of the Dragon, Enter the Dragon, and has started a, I can't even tell you guys, like so much stuff. But that show coming up next week. Okay. Yes, I'm back, you guys. I don't know what you heard and what you didn't hear. Let me kind of bring my energy down just a little bit. But I'm back. Hopefully you guys can hear me. And you guys back too. And we're all back here. Live in the remix. So, yes, I just wanted to tell you guys his name is Cijo Steve Muhammad. And it is going to be a very, very powerful share, just like all the shares here in the remix. So I want you to get that locked in. That's going to be on Friday night. And then some more surprises after that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're going to be definitely getting it in. So welcome, everyone. Welcome to the remix. It is, depending on what type part of the world you're in, September the 1st, the holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend. I want to say welcome to everyone. I also want to send a big shout out to everyone who purchased the Kim Deck. You know, Kim Deck orders go in tonight. And for those of you who have just received your Kim Decks, I just want to give a shout out to them. And also to those of you who have become self-invested, big shout out to you too. People are becoming self-invested as we speak. And also for those of you who have downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and all of those details can be found right here on the show. So know that these are things out there that you can use. They are timeless. They are timeless. They are definitely timeless, so you want to do it. International shots out. We did that earlier in the show, but I see more countries coming online. We have China in the house, Japan in the house. We also have Belgium listening live in the house, Amsterdam listening live in the house, Australia, Egypt listening live in the house, and many, many other countries, which will give all of those shots out. They're listening live right now, and that's what I love it. Love it. All right, Brother Bilal is going to be joining me here in just a moment. I want to remind you guys, I want to talk about Friday's show a little bit. In Friday night's show, we talked about the soufflage of innovation and the musical notes of Sophia. You know what we're talking about, and Brother Bilal so eloquently broke down the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And we also talked about the missing note. We got so many emails between myself and Brother Bilal. So many emails, so many questions, so many things that we definitely said, we've got to do a part two of this and just continue to take it to the next level. So tonight, we'll be taking any questions you may have as well, too. So getting on the phone lines is going to be key if you get in, if it's not already full. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And also tonight, we're even going to be talking about the missing note. So even if you haven't heard Friday night's show, you would want to go download that show for more detailed lessons on the notes of the musical scale. You know, I'm so excited about tonight's share. Brother Bilal is going to be joining me for this part two of the Soufflé. And tonight, we're going to bring some of the innovators online. All right, you guys, I think I am back live in the remix. And yeah, I think I am back live in the remix. And hopefully you guys can hear me loud and clear. I am going to do a check as soon as I can get myself back over there just to make sure that you guys can hear me and I can hear you. And it's just a beautiful world out there. So peace and greetings, everyone. We're not going to let this hold us back. We just know that it's just some powerful information coming out tonight, as always, and we'll be able to get into that. So if you're out there and you can hear me, and let me know if you can hear me loud and clear. We're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to get ready to be bringing Brother Bilal on in just a moment, but we are going to dance. We are going to get ready to move ourselves around a little bit. Not sure what's going on. We'll just send some love and some light as we need to do, and just kind of get the energy where it needs to begin to flow so that we can just come back together. So let's see here. We're going to play a little bit of music until that time. Until that time, we're going to play a little bit of music. A little bit of music. Let's see. Still waiting on things to kind of line themselves up here. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix. Let's see. Ah, it's not going to let me do that. Let's see what's really going on, you guys. See what's really going on. Don't know. It doesn't even have me on board. All right. All right, you guys. I'm just going to go with and hope that you guys can hear me. And, just hope that you guys can hear me, and we're just going to go from here. All right, well, I'm so glad you guys can hear me, and welcome to the remix, you guys. It's a whole lot going on back here. I want you to know that. I'm going to try to bring my energy level down just a tad bit. And, let's see. We can make this happen. We know it will. And, just kind of get things where they need to be here. Back on track in the remix here. And, see how this is gonna go for us, because it is Sunday night, and yes, you're live in the remix with me, Miss Blue, and we're gonna have Brother Bilal joining us here just in a short moment as we get into the share tonight. Just a lot of energy out there in the atmosphere as well. So we're gonna work through this, you know, us magic makers here, and we're gonna. see what we can do. Blog Talk's kind of having some issues there. There we go. I knew you guys would do it. I knew you guys would do it. That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Knowing your magic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on time, right on time. As we get ready to get it in. Woo, almost there, you guys. Keep sending that energy out there, and we're going to get into it. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. And as we listen to some Baby Blue and get ready to listen to our song this evening here live in the remix and do that, we know nothing's going to stop us. Ain't no stopping us now. Mm-hmm. Ain't no stopping us now. There we go. So here we go. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. That's it. We're going to get it moving. We're going to keep it popping. Doing it live here in the remix, everyone. You know, if you only knew, you know. Wasn't that like a show on MTV where they say you thought you knew, but you have no idea? Isn't that a song? I thought that was a song.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. There we go. We heard that. That was loud and clear. Of course, Baby Blue blessing us there. And now, got another little special treat for you here. Here we go. Special little treat for you. Special. All right. So now, got another special treat for you from Baby Blue here. And I want you guys to just kind of sit back and enjoy and listen to this. Listen to this right here. This is the high, the missing note that Brother Bilal was talking about. It is the high note, which is actually pronounced T. So it's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, chi. That's the high note that's missing. And here we go. Special treat live for you here. Only in the remix.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Do.
Love that. Yeah, she kind of was a little shy, but she did it on the spot for us right there. The real souffle. That's it. All right. So we're going to get ready to bring on Brother Bilal. But before we do, we're going to talk about how Brother Bilal is feeling tonight. We're going to talk about how Brother Bilal is feeling tonight. And this song is all about kind of the groove that he's in tonight. So we're going to be doing that right now, you guys. I want you to get yourself up. I want you to move yourself around a little bit. And as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal and continue with part two of the souffle of, or souffledge of innovation, right here, live in the remix.
You gotta, 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 you gotta,
you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta,
you gotta do what you feel, do what you feel, do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel, do what you feel, do what you feel, do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel, do what you feel, do what you feel, do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel, do what you feel, do what you feel.
If it's real, it's real.
Exoplanet Venus for a Brooklyn stroll. Jazzy fly, nap, 10 claps in a row. Leaves fumble, falling down, wind blowing round. Dig the layer change, the funkifying sound. Mecca, the ladybug, changing life seasons. Moves I be seeing, changes life's reasons. On to express the ways that I confess her. Swoon, noon, and glow as I go, but I flow, I take a chance. Go against the norm, but then you still make advance. To my lady form, okay, shall I smack a ghetto punk with the line?
But Mecca.
Okay, slap a metal punk with the fine. I slip this only to the ones who lack respect. The rest just get your ticket pronto and check. But please,
do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel.
If it's real.
Check out the funk brown bass, my man. This beat's the medium used by this clan. Hit the cosmics like a funkin' knot. Leave the ladybugs with a get funk knot. Black sunflowers bloom, be a tune. If the sound from the digs, it'll zoom up your room. Bucks, block, spots with hip hop be your norm. If the pre is the kid, the floor's getting stormed with the bass in your face.
What?
Bass is the place. Bugs take a stand, goddamn, it's a jam. So you know, be no one civilized just. Popping out the jive and the jazz wasn't rushed. Can you dig it? My mellow is that cool cat sound.
Dude, a bug jumping told me that the G be getting down.
Shit, that's mandatory, so you got to demand it. And if they cannot help, here's a ticket to the planet, so.
Do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel.
If it's real. Man, I do that in the mad degree. With my crew and shit, honey dip, cool breeze. Can you dig it? I'm with it. I know the wig gets a braid out, it's fatter else we be out. Cop the rat bats from these cats out on Bleecker.
Okay.
Rejuvenate the plates for my peoples and they speakers. Bleacher, rap, make it need a crutch. Planets wouldn't allow themselves to roll like such.
Okay.
Expression, sighting, scripting, talk. Fighting status quo is being an artist in New York. Tongues be often forked, flows be often caught. If they call it fat, we just ignore it like it's pork.
Okay.
Planets got them thoughts, blooming flowers in the dense. They said the grass was greener, so we snuck and hopped the fence. Landed in a meadow, glimpsed and saw a shadow.
Okay.
Of brothers with guitars, common sense, and puffy afros. Nuts was getting braised, past was getting blazed. Fez was cracking domes, but the cast they wasn't fade. In tight grips, yet the lips was talking fun. Rhythms and the struggle kind of bundled into one. True funk cannot disguise, because the streets have eyes. Who's gonna revive? Well, a psychedelic vibe. Did it like a dick planet. God damn it, to get a good ticket, suggest to get your ticket in.
Do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel.
If it's real.
My own, the Remix family.
Please leave your message for
Bilal Muhammad.
Yes, am I on?
We'll try something else. Let's try this one more time. I think we can get him. I think we can get him. This time we can do it. We can do it this time.
Remix family, keep cutting me off.
No, the Remix family will never cut you off, but you are on. You are
right.
On. You are live.
Yeah, the blog talk, you know, it kept dropping the call.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? We had a wild Friday night. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Lots of stuff going on. You know, Brother Bilal, we're going to get ready to get right into the share. As you can tell, the energy is high. And
everybody's
giving you big shout out in the chat room. But before we get started, I want to talk about this because I know you did, and I receive a lot of email, and there were some very good ones. I want to talk about some of the major questions that I got, and that is one of the major questions that I got is, what do I do with the strong note or any of the notes for that matter? A lot of people wanted to know.
That is a good question. I received pretty much the same email. They were really looking for, you know, what was wrong with, I mean, what's the strong note and, you know, the weakest note. So that's a very good question. And I'm glad we got a chance to come on tonight because I never get a chance to really, you know, fill the gaps in after someone digests the whole show. But the first thing I could say, each one of these notes are like a different mindset.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like different states of the mind. So even the do, re, mi, it's really just a you attuning your mind to a new adjustment. So just like you see, just like the do, re, mi, fa. Okay. So when you remember mi was the ego and fa was the father. And so these notes are connected to you hearing, like, you can't get to the Father until you come through me. You have to go through me until you get to the Father. You understand? So it's just a shift in the mindset. So even people that have a real difficult with time, it's just because of me. You can't get to the Father but through me. So what you're doing, look at the notes as each one of them is a step to the next note. So just like if somebody right now, somebody is mad at me, they're going to have to get way to La, a T, because I'm somewhere laughing. See, they're looking for me at me, but I'm somewhere laughing, drinking tea.
Right.
You understand? So they're in the wrong house looking for me. You understand?
Right.
So, you know, so that's a good question, though. But look, Baby Blue killed it. She killed it. Oh, she did that. She did that. And before I say anything else, I was in Self Invested last night. The brother Elder Haru tore it up.
Yes.
And I'm, yes. I got to say this because I started thinking I was at the Godfather, you know, because it felt like he was like Don Corleone talking, you know what I'm saying? And I thought, you know, I'm like Michael, you know, and what you got to do is, you know what I'm saying? So it had that vibe, you know, the brother knew his thing, man. I really enjoyed it last night. And I was actually somewhere working, but I kept pulling away because they were like, man, what you doing? I had to tune in. It was powerful last night. So I wanted to give a brother that shout out. I heard him at the beginning of the show. So much love to that brother.
Yes,
but
yes,
Baby Blue killed it. Mm-hmm. That was the first time that has ever been sung with he.
Yes.
Because, you know, Friday night we learned that the pronunciation, you know, it's spelled H-I high, but it's really he.
He, yes.
Okay. Now, check this out. So, yeah, because look, he has been missing.
Mm. Yes.
Who is he?
Mm-hmm.
So look at it. Look at the he. This is really He-Man.
Mm.
The second element, this is Helium Man. That's what the missing note is. This is he. It's Helium Man. Because what helium do? One of the main things they use helium for are the balloons. So it lifts the balloon in the air, lifts it high into the air.
Mm.
Sky high, you understand? But that's he.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
See, so this that also have the connection with Tahuti, because remember Tahuti was way in the heart at judgment, and the heart had to be light as a feather. It wasn't talking about L-I-G-H-T, they're talking about L-I-T-E. So they have some people that weigh 90 pounds, but their heart weigh 300 pounds because they're mad at their mama, mad at their daddy. You understand?
Yeah.
So they're heavy in the heart.
True.
So we're talking about He-Man, you understand? So,
yeah.
You know, so it's I really want you to know that each one of these notes are different attunements for the mind, just like you have the tuning bell, you know, the tune yourself up. Yeah, the tuning parts. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just that, you know, just like I said, it's a different mindset, so you could just lift and elevate yourself to that helium level, to that second element. See, these things are so ancient, but you got to get through me. See, you got to go through me to get the he.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, but that's just a take on how we really start to use our strong note, you know what I'm saying? So become He-Man. You know, He-Man, you say, I have the power. You do have the power once you get the he. But you got to come through me. You understand? Think about a brother and his father beast out. They don't get along. And he said, man, how my daddy mad at me?
Right.
And it always be an issue because the father represents father time.
Sure does. Yeah.
So work with these notes. So the song describes exactly how I feel because do what you feel. But keep it real. You understand? So it don't matter. Even if this don't work for you, I'm just giving you these things because these elements, these concepts are already in your subconscious. That's why they have all these cartoons coming out, because they're playing on your subconscious from when you were 5, 6, 7 years old. Now you're taking your son to see the Green Lantern and the Hulk and the Fabulous Four because they're playing inside of your subconscious. They're making revenue based on what you holding in your subconscious.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's about. Yeah. So you taking your little man to see Spider-Man, and you having all kind of flashbacks and shit sitting in there eating, watching Spider-Man just like him. You know, he trying to see what's wrong with you. You know, it's an ancient being and came back 5, 6 years old, and you sitting up there like a little child because you having flashbacks. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was a good question. That was a good question.
Yeah,
but hopefully tonight we'll get to, you know, do some more readings and be able to show more people how to work with it.
That's true. That's going to be great. And we are going to be doing some more readings tonight to show how to work with the notes and the inventors tonight. And remember, you know, don't be in a rush to do everything in one night. So many times I know, even when we're in the Kim business class that we did together, it's like you have all of these ideas and these things are coming to you, and you may have tons of them. You may have more than one thing that you want to do at one time. You know that the pyramid wasn't built in a day. You know, take your time, you know, because sometimes it feels like we're just in such a quick rush, you know, without sitting with things long enough to figure them out. And that goes right back to what we talked about before, you know, about ambition versus inspiration. And you never want to be ambitious when you're doing anything, because that is sure for it not to turn out right. But when you're working out of inspiration, which means you're truly in your spirit and there is a divine connection and you can feel the flow, the synchronicities, and these things as they begin to work themselves out. I can tell you personally, there's been things in my life, personally, business-wise, whatever, that I've tried to sort of kind of rush in my own way, and it doesn't work out. So don't be so ambitious. You know, take your time, you know. It took me a while to get where I am. It took me a while to get here, you know. And that's why, you know, when I was recording Baby Blue doing the musical note warm-up, the Soulfledge, I was like, damn, I can remember when she first started this.
She killed this.
And how many miles she has walked to get there. And I'm thinking about life and where she is right now. She's a senior in high school, preparing herself to go off and to do big things into the world, you know. She's preparing herself to complete this track of educational learning and go into higher learning for herself. You know, she's a senior now, and soon she'll be a freshman again. You know, again, we're talking about that fresh start, that new beginning. And decisions she made will forever be lessons for me. You know, she's really helped. You know,
yeah. That's
beautiful.
Go ahead. No, I said she did an excellent job. I was so excited when I heard it, you know, because I didn't hear it. I know she was supposed to do it, but I didn't hear it. That was beautiful.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that I will certainly say is that, you know, time and time again, our children can always bring us back to a point, you know, especially when you think that I did this already, I'm beyond this point, and Baby Blue always is able to tell me something, to really kind of help me ground myself and to bring myself back into the point. And when she began to express to me how she was thinking, even if we take this musical note of the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and her thinking about being in choir, and how you can always go back and you can always redo your foundation. You can do it again. You know, you can start things anew. Things can be new for you. Things can be fresh for you. And how much that she has learned through listening, how much she has learned, you know, just by being with me. You know, she often jokes with me and says, I need to do a reality show called Living with Miss Blue. I tell her, I need to do a reality show, Living with Baby Blue, you know, because it's always lessons. It's always beautiful things of helping both of us remember who we truly are.
You know that foundation, foundation is so important. You know, it's just like basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's beyond the dunk. You know what I'm saying? So you see a lot of teams that just practice the foundation, just a regular layup, just a regular pass by pass. The foundation it brings everything else to that next level. You have to have that foundation. You understand? So just for all singers with the do, re, mi, but it's a foundation for everybody, because if you really look at this, you still sing do. What you go do? You understand? So it's starting off with do. You understand? So, you know, I'm very excited. Tell Baby Blue thank you so much, because I really I'm listening at what you're saying, but and then I remember the other day you told me here, just like you say, she's a senior, but they put her back in the choir with freshmen. And,
yes.
You know, I know me myself in high school, I would have been like, man, I can't be around no damn freshmen. You understand? So I'm on a whole nother level. Man, got me around these little children and all this stuff. I done did do-re-mi. Now I'm trying to do runs and, you know, I'm trying to sing in the bathroom to echo off. You understand? I don't have the time to hang with no freshmen. So when you told me she stayed with freshmen, it humbled me because it say, damn. We all have to go back to the new beginner, to the foundation, back where it all started.
Yeah, because I told her, I said, well, do you think you're going to stay in this choir class? Because, of course, she's not, Baby Blue is not a trained singer. She's never, you know, received any kind of lessons or sung in any kind of choir, you know, just kind of playing around and just kind of taking her craft a little bit more serious. And she, this year, she had some extra credits, so she's pretty much done with high school. But she elected to take choir and beginning choir.
Mm.
And she said when she got in there, all freshmen there, a few sophomore, few juniors. And I said, well, do you think you're going to stay? And she said, I don't know. The next day she said, yes. She said, yes, I'm going to stay because it's so much that I can learn, that I can learn from them. And, you know, her being at the point of where she is and still being open, like you said, to humble herself, that is something that sometimes I think is very difficult for us to do, is to humble ourselves and even be able to work together. When she was doing all of her falsettas and her choir teacher had her there, she told her, you actually can be in the range of first soprano, second soprano, and even alto, but I don't have a lot of strong alto, so I want you to be with the alto. She don't prefer to sing in that range, but she did it. Not because she wanted to be a nice person. That had nothing to do with it, but it was an opportunity for her to explore herself and learn a different part of herself that she has not explored. And, you know, to me, that was just so powerful, you know, to be open, to explore a different part of yourself. Just like those of you who are in self-invested and dealing with the different subjects that we deal with in class, these may have been some of the things that you haven't been open to do, or maybe it's not even where all of your main interests are. But you guys show up to every single one of the self-investment class, and you're 100% invested in you. And that reflection comes from everyone who speaks in self-investment and go on. The sisters in the priesthood, each and every one of them, they come. They're very open, very humble sisters, and they're willing to learn and they're willing to grow and really kind of step into uncharted territory, which is something that, you know, I found myself doing a lot more of this year. I'm in a new place. The remix is in a new place. And doing things ways I've never been able or free to do before and taking it to a whole nother level. You know, sometimes when you get that feeling inside of your heart that makes you feel a little scared, that's not the opportunity to retreat and run back, but that's the opportunity to step out and to keep moving forward. And so I thank all of you who are here with me and the Remix family on this journey. Because it's just becoming more magical, more authentic, more beautiful, more growing, and more learning every step of the way. Every step of the way.
After hearing that story about Baby Blue, about the foundation, I really humbled myself, and I just looked for things that whole day to do that was connected to my foundation. You know, I was just riding around and, you know, just inspired me and my son riding. And I said, you know what? We going to McDonald's because I got good memories with my father at McDonald's. You understand? I went back to the foundation. You understand what I'm saying? Until I got to the counter and she said, yeah, what you want? And I was like, damn, can I get a fish down? She said, we don't have fish here. And I said, damn. Some of these foundations got to be busted up. You know what I'm saying? I made an attempt to go to the foundation, but McDonald's wasn't a spot, you understand? So, but it's time for us to go. You know, I was really trying to relive. I think that's a problem, too. You be trying to relive some of that old shit, but it don't be the same anymore. You understand?
Yeah.
And it just, you know what I'm saying? But, I, you know, but just to throw it out there. But I was truly inspired by that story by Baby Blue. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, some of those foundations do definitely have to be redone a different way.
Yes.
That's what she's doing.
Right.
You know, this isn't her foundation. She's doing her foundation in a completely different way.
At the same time, do what you feel, do what you feel.
Always do.
Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. Oh, I feel good tonight. I feel real good.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question, Brother Bilal. It's one that I get a lot, and
okay.
I would love to hear you expound on it as well. With all of your stuff, the time that you've been working, and I'll say this in a generic way, but why can't we work together as people? Why is it hard for us? We're supposed to be, you know, conscious people, hard-working people working together, you know, kind of like the musical notes that come together, you know, do or the do is not fusing the re, and the soul is not in competition with the la. Why is that?
Man, somebody emailed that question? That's a good one. I'm gonna tell you, let's be honest. Let's go. I don't know what else to be, so I'm just gonna give it like I know it. From my experience, the only thing I see that it happens when we get confused about what our soul's purpose is. Just like when you don't know your purpose or what you're here to do. So what happened is it's like we look like we start playing the wrong position.
Right.
So it's always, you know, and then it comes down to it's always somebody thinking they know your position better than you do.
Yes.
All right. Now, especially if they feel they're the one who taught you about that position, and then you start looking good in that position, and say, "Oh, I taught him that shit. How you gonna pass me up? And I'm the one who taught him that shit." But they may have just been playing the role as a person just to spark your interest to put you in your right position in the first place. This always was the clash between every student and every teacher.
Yeah.
All right. So look what I said the other night. I said all speakers are not teachers, and all teachers are not speakers. Okay. There's a big difference. This is where clash is. So what they don't realize that they may have, you know, just that spark. But go back to what I talked about the other night, just like the speaker on your stereo. See, the speaker play a different role from the sound system.
Yes, it does.
But look, the speaker is very important because you won't be able to even hear the damn sound if it wasn't for the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So look at this. Let's take just like a preacher at the church, right? He's telling you his interpretation of the Bible for you. That's his interpretation. But how do it validate him? It validates him by the people that's speaking on it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the only way you'll be able to prove this on what's being spoken, what's growing from the people. So if you have a classroom full of students and you are the amplifier, the thing that's going to verify your work are your students, which are the speakers. That's why it's a difference between an MC and a rapper. A person that raps don't like MCs, and MCs don't like rappers because they do two totally different things. But each one is very unique. So go back to the sound system. You have the receiver. You have the amp. What the amp do? Put out wattage, right?
Yes.
the thing that connects the amp to the speaker in the receiver is the wire. So just like, you know, that's like you and your teacher haven't talked for a while. You need to wire him a letter. See, this is how we're going to stay connected. I may wire you a couple of dollars through Western Union. But it's right. A wire that connects it. All right? So look at it like this here. Even if you want to write this down, good example. The receiver is the mother because the receiver have all the damn channels.
Yes.
The receiver have all the channels that sparks the intuition. So I remember when I was young, when I was like 17, 18, I come home and I say, man, I'm going out tonight. You know what I say? I tell my mother, I say, you know what? I feel something going to happen tonight. I don't feel like going out tonight. I tell her this at 6 o'clock, right? 11 o'clock come, I feel like going out now. But the receiver, the intuition, you already say you wasn't going out. You say this. So, see, she's starting to use her intuition to pick up on a bad channel because she is the damn receiver.
Right.
And if you still say, but I still won't go out, she called the amp. She called your daddy. Because what the amp is, the amp holds the wattage.
Yeah.
And daddy tell you, I brought you in and I'll take you out. And you call that the mega hearse because you're going to be riding out in the hearse if he take you out. You understand? That's connected to the that's connected to the whole system. All right, so now how this connect to what we're saying? Your children are your speakers. When your children go to school, they are speaking. They are the house of the representative. They are the house speakers. They are the speakers of your house. Just like in Congress, the speaker of the house, they're the speakers of the house. If the children go to school with some bullshit, they know the bullshit is connected to this amp and this damn receiver at home. It's not that the children ain't shit. The amp and receiver ain't putting out no damn wattage, and it may be on an AM flat station. So why we can't work together? Because of positions. Some of us are speakers. Some of us are teachers that's coming from the damn amp. And then what happened, if you speak long enough, you eventually become a teacher. But it's a road you have to travel.
Yes.
It's a road you travel. Okay? But it's a process. Is you honoring your father where the amp is coming from?
Right.
Look, you know what? Let's go there then. Look at Malcolm X. Go to Malcolm. Malcolm was one of the coldest orators, coldest speakers ever lived that did it. Malcolm X. He was a speaker.
Yes.
He was being amped up from his teacher, which was Elijah, holding the amp. That's why the Nation of Islam even had the fruit of Islam, which was the women, the receiver.
Right.
And what happened? Let's go to that. Because look, what happened that they couldn't work together no more? Because the amp told the speaker, don't say anything because I'm the father, not meaning I'm over you. That means I could see father. If you say some shit, this ain't going to go right. And see, when we don't listen, it has the ability to blow a damn speaker out. You understand? So these are allegories. These are real life stories. So know your role. So why we can't do it together? We always working for each other anyway. But you got to know what's amping you. You got to know who's your mother, who's your father. So it's just like waiting your turn, and that's why God is so powerful, because like everybody else back. And all you got to do is wait your turn. But take care of your teacher, because if something happened to your teacher, automatically something happened to the damn speaker, because the speaker is connected to the teacher. So that's how I even got to the remix. Brother Shay Wine hooked me up with the remix. He would forever be my father to the remix. I respect that. He did that. He connected me to the remix. He was my father to the remix. That's how I found the remix. 4 years ago, he put me on these brothers. He said, man, you got to hear this brother spitting, and this brother doing this shit. Brother panicked. He was doing it. I'm listening to that. I said, oh, he talking that good shit like we talked. We've been talking about this. I love it. I love it. But when I heard Brother Bobby, I realized who the amp was. I knew who's the teacher and who's the speaker. And I love and respect both of them. And I saw you as the receiver. We talking about a natural connection. So why we can't work together? Because we don't know our positions. But if you don't know your position, don't get mad at the gods for nothing, because we doing what we do. We got to keep it moving. So what this really about? Well, I'm gonna, you know what this really about? I'm going to tell you what. It's still about him and her, which is he and she. Because you see that do? You see that do in do re mi? You know what that do really is? That do is a damn bun. That's a bun in the oven. Because each one of us, male and female, are pregnant with inventions, ideas, concepts. That's the bun in the oven. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you could talk to Baby Blue. You could tell her all this type of hot shit and she don't listen to nothing. And then someone else come tell her the exact same goddamn thing. And it's like, yeah, you listen to them. And you couldn't take that from me. Guess what the problem was? Guess what the problem was?
What?
The damn delivery.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times.
The damn delivery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bun in the oven. Somebody got to deliver the damn baby. Everybody don't have the same delivery because there's so many of us living on different levels. Each one of us need a different delivery. Your delivery is connected to your damn timing, and your timing is connected to the Father. Your delivery is connected, letting you know you're connected to the Father, because you can deliver the damn bun in the oven. Isn't it Labor Day?
Yes,
isn't it Labor Day?
It is
Labor
Day.
It's time to give Virgo some new idea. Yeah, it's Labor Day. So we're talking about the mailman. Now, hold on, Miss Blue. The mailman. Do you know the mailman is almost out of existence? They trying to take the mailman out? The mailman. How important is the mailman to deliver your mail? Because the mail is connected to the future, which is they're sending you some damn bills that's got to be paid in the future.
Yes.
So think about Marcus Garvey left here off of mail fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Mail fraud. M-A-L-E. They didn't ship Sigmund Freud out this month. They sent Marcus Garvey for mail fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Garvey went to court fighting the United States government. He go in the lobby early in the morning, see one of his friends, and say, man, you know, they're trying to give me, shake his hand, hug him. Oh, man, you my man, bro. Good. I'm glad you came to support me. Soon as he get in the courtroom, that same dude was on the stand testifying against Marcus Garvey.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about how we can't work together? I'm telling you, this is real friend that handled some of the books with the money. He wanted Marcus Garvey money. That's what Marcus said. Damn. Nigga trying to take me from my paper, my dough. He did a biggie smalls on him. Damn. I can't believe not you. Just like you say, not you too, huh, Brutus? What season told Brutus? You too?
You
so why we can't work together? See, they acting like it's because of this damn dough, but it ain't really the dough. It's about this damn mailman.
Yeah.
Who is going to deliver? I asked her, say, could you tell, ask Baby Blue to do that for me? Did she deliver?
Yeah.
Did Baby Blue deliver?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
So I'm tired of talking. I'm tired. I even like what Mother Teresa said. Look what Mother Teresa said. If you keep working, I'll eventually see what you're saying.
That's
Let your work speak for you.
That's right. Or as the other saying goes, if your work speaks for itself, then don't interrupt it.
Don't interrupt it.
Don't interrupt it. Don't interrupt it. Yeah.
So very good question. Why we can't do it? Because everybody ain't willing to deliver. They talking about delivering, but ain't nobody delivering. They ain't even doing a damn ultrasound. They don't know what's in the damn oven. They don't give a damn about your damn bun. They only worry about their goddamn dough. So you talking about, you can't, how you get with me and you stuck with damn dough? It's do-ray meat. And I ain't even that goddamn me. I'm somewhere drinking tea with high. You understand?
Right.
Shit, so why we can't get along? Very good question. Very good question. But look, the work got to get done no matter what. It's Labor Day.
Right.
When you say them inventors coming to you, telling you how to bake this bread that's in everybody's oven, that bun in the oven, people help people with their inventions to help them get to that next level. Shit. See, because that's what the blue note really is. And I'm going to tell you who figured the blue note out on a slick. They gave it to you. Nobody couldn't see it, though. Because, see, you know it's T-Hee, right? And then it's the blue. And guess what the blue note really is? It's W-I. It's damn we. The damn we station, the game. They been figured it out. It's we. It ain't no me. It's we. The we system. You playing the we.
Mm-hmm.
It's heat and we. Not those you and me. Don't be mad at me. It's about we.
Right.
That's why they're trying to pass the weed. Shit. Let's go there. But excellent question, because in the reality of it is we all working together anyway, even if it look like we're in opposition. You see, because everybody bringing the best out of everybody. That's the beautiful thing about an enemy. That's the beautiful thing about Jay-Z and Nas battling each other, because they making each other rise to the occasion. And you niggas like drama any goddamn way, so let's give it to you. I'm going to give you what you came here for. I know who I am.
That's right. That's right.
I know this not about me. I have a whole family.
Yes.
I'm not even a damn speaker.
Right.
That's the trip part. I'm a teacher. My brother Jafar is the damn speaker. He even speaking right now through art. He's speaking through fine art. Every conversation me and him have, he take pictures and paint to that shit. He's speaking through art. He's the damn speaker. I'm not supposed to be speaking. I'm a damn teacher. And I know that.
Yes.
But nobody, where is the damn integrity? Everybody's going to do it for the damn dough.
Yes.
That's why when I get that goddamn, I give that shit away. That shit don't mean nothing to me, and it keep coming.
Yes. So true.
Because it's not about no damn dough. If you think what I'm talking about is some dough, if you think I figured this shit out about some dough, no, I cracked these codes because this shit, I'm sufficient. That's what I'm into. My words are sufficient. You know what sufficient means? See, the beginning of sufficient is a suffix. It's an ancient suffix. That's what sufficient is when it comes to. It's an ancient suffix. I'm putting the ending on all this shit. I'm giving you high and we and he and we because I've come to put the ending on. We're putting the icing on the damn cake. So let's invent. Like what I said the other day, let's invent our way out. Everybody didn't come here to invent no goddamn typewriter, no goddamn machine. Invent a goddamn book. You know what? Invent a book written sideways. Do a new goddamn book. Write the damn book upside down. Invent some new shit. Write half the book on fucking toilet paper. Write the other half on typing paper. Do something unique. Do something the world never damn seen before. How that sound? While you're in the damn bathroom, write a book on the goddamn toilet paper. Then let's take the damn money. Let's pool our money together and then go open up a black toilet paper factory with black toilet paper, not white toilet paper. Let's do some black fucking toilet paper. Because a whole lot of us full of shit, we're going to always need some toilet paper. But guess what, Miss Blue? Guess what? Guess what, Ms.
Yes.
Blue?
Yes.
Do what you feel. Do what you feel. Right. Just keep it real. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But look, I sound a little hype, but I'm so passionate about the work. So I just have a lot of love for the work. And just a little love for the Remix family, just for people everywhere. I promise you. It's all good.
It's
about we. It's about we.
Beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
So.
Well, we got a lot of stuff that we're going to be covering here tonight. Everybody is loving the share. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to be opening up the phone lines here in just a short moment. We got a couple of other things that we're going to do. Is this a good time for us to get into the meditation to do, you think, before we get into the inventors?
I'm thinking maybe say a few of them first. Let's give a few inventors first. However you feeling? However you feeling? You roll with
it.
Use the wisdom.
All right. Well,
however you feeling?
This is a good opportunity to talk about some more of the inventors here, and talk about some of the inventors here. And, you know, one that is going to be really important is to talk about this particular brother. And a lot of these inventors, I want you guys to know, really came online to help assist me in a lot of the work. And they have been coming online and still coming in as we speak, and they're in the records. In fact, I just had a situation the other day. We won't go into that probably tonight. where I did have an opportunity to sit into the inventor's chair and see what that was like with and be able to converse with a lot of the brothers and sisters who are inventors who have invented quite a few things. But I want to talk about the real McCoy, because we hear that being thrown around a lot, and he's one that came up quite a bit. He was born May 2nd, 1844, and he made his transition on 1929, and considered an engineer and an inventor. And what essentially he started at is he started with mining. And, you know, I'm very much connected to the crystals and everything. So anytime you find any of our brothers and sisters who are highly connected with mining, you know that they were definitely on to something. But, you know, he has a total of like 57 patents. Now, this don't even include the ones they stole from him, but about 57 patents underneath his belt as his claim to fame. We're going to talk about some of those. But he started mining coal. So a lot of carbon was with these brothers, which is an indication, really, of the melanin, a lot of the strong melanin. That these were very, very strong, highly melanated times. And, you know, Dr. Richard King did a whole segment on understanding about the melanin and the melanin and the significance of the melanin and understanding the gateway and what role the melanin plays when it comes to your pineal gland, when it comes to all of these portals inside your mind, inside this world and other worlds. So let's talk about him. For just a second. And so now, his name was Elijah McCoy. And like I said, he started out mining coal and tapping into a lot of carbon. That was it. One of the main key things that he's been able to channel is, see, when he was going into these mines, some of this energy he was tapping into was black diamonds. He was able to come across a lot of black diamonds in these mines. He came across diamonds and a whole slew of crystals. And understanding what these crystals and different things that he had. Now, through these different crystals, you guys can't hear me? Okay. I see you. And through these different crystals, you guys, hopefully you can hear me a little bit louder. I'm not sure why that's coming in low, but I want to make sure you guys can hear me. But through these different crystals that he began to work with and the different things that he began to do, he was able to come up with what is one of his claims to fame was the lubrication of the steam engine. So the steam engine is really what he was able to come up with. And I want you guys to understand this because that was movement. You understand that was
right.
That was taking us into the future. It wasn't just about making the steam engine to understand what it was, but through him working in the mind and understanding that when he was going in the depths of these mines and he was able to get a hold of these big chunks of carbons and crystals and diamonds and different things that he was able to pull and to tap into, when he was able to get a hold of those these ingredients, it really sort of opened up portals and channels for him. So this is why I say to you guys that there has been this realignment that Brother Bilal and myself have been talking about, where this whole grid that we know this planet Earth is on, everybody's looking for the grid on the outside, but the grid movement is happening from within. And just like it did between this time period that a lot of these inventions, a lot of these patents started to come online for with these different brothers and different brothers and sisters and things. And then one of the things that he would do is he actually, like I said, he had a slew of inventions. We won't even talk about the ones that they stole from him and did all of this.
Right.
He was able to get 57 patents underneath his belt. And so that saying that we all have heard about the real McCoy, he's the real McCoy they were talking about, because see, at the core of what he was producing this from, the only connection that they could find, how was this brother, how was this man coming up with all of these ideas, it was through the carbon. So recognize that the melanin, the carbon, that is key for you. Yes, the ironing board he came up with, the lawn spring. All of these different things are things that he was able to get the patent on. So I wanted to talk about that, and
that real ingenuity.
Yes, that ingenuity. And another sister that has been coming to me very, very strong. Her name was Sarah Goody. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. Sarah Goody. Now, let me tell you what's so unique about the sister. 1850, she was the first black woman to receive a U.S. patent. She was born a slave, and after the American Civil War, she moved to Chicago. And she invented what we now know as the captain's bed, or the cabin's bed. And she received her patent on July 14th in 1885. Now, one of the things I want you to know about her is she did something back in those days that a lot of women didn't do. She owned her own furniture store. Because talk about feng shui. She really began to understand this really from an ancestral point of view. And a lot of things that she made and a lot of things that she invented were things that not only she seen in dreams, but things she had seen in visions, but things she had even seen in past lives in other worlds. And so one of the things that she did see, it took her back to ancient Kemet, of course, going back past her ancestors coming out of Africa, but back to Kemet. And that downward and upward motion that she's seen was actually sort of where they would lay the bodies of the queens and the kings and the pharaohs, and how the coffin doors open. And she turned this into a bed because she said every night when she went to sleep, she wanted to feel like that goddess, like that queen, and she wanted our people to feel like that king or that king. And so that position, known as what they tried to make you fearful of, called the mummy position, was really the power position that she was at. That is the power position when you're laying in that position. And so the captain's bed, and underneath, you notice in most captain beds, they have drawers underneath. Well, those drawers are not designed for you to store those things, like everyday things, like maybe pajamas and shoes and stuff like that. But this was also your place to put your most sacred items in this captain's bed. And this is what she designed it for. She owned one of the very first black furniture stores in the country. And all of these different things that she had in her store were very unique. She also had a chair in there that resembled sort of a throne. A lot of the thrones of coming out of ancient Kemet. Now, there was no way for Sarah Good, who was born a slave, that she could have seen these things. But these were channels that she received. And so she had the dimensions, the specimens. You know, we often talk about sisters, and we often talk about us being fearful of math. You know, that's the statistics of not being able. But this sister, Sarah Goodman, she was definitely into sacred geometry. She understood the dynamics of how to make one of the strongest beds to this date on the market that you can buy is a captain's bed. Because the way the captain bed is designed, it will not collapse. And she was the first one to come up with that patent, and that was through a channel. And many of the brothers and sisters, this is how they were able to get this information, was for them to channel. And, of course, Madam C.J. Walker, who I talked about in the channel, the very powerful channel that I got, and I did a whole segment on, which was Sisters of Transformation, and Madam C.J. Walker and how she was able to channel these different formulas, because they would come to her through dreams. And I'm so excited about Elder Haru really beginning to sort of, as I would say, flirt with the idea of coming up with sharing with us dream analysis and being able to break dreams down. This is some work I've done with him in the past, and he is amazing at it from a comedic point of view to understand what our ancestors knew from dreams. And even how to program your dreams from an ancient perspective. This can be done. You guys know how I feel about dreams and all of these things. So a lot of these brothers and sisters have been coming through at this time. Yeah. And they have made some, you know, they have their work yet to be discovered. Yes.
Just exactly how they're going to be assisting, if you could touch on that.
Yes. Well, how they're going to assist you is by channeling the information to you. They're going to walk you through their patent, help you to get an understanding of their patent, how that works, how you can begin to tap into your own patent. See, when we start, and I think this is important, I did a reading for a sister, and I'm not going to say her name as of yet, but she's a badass sister. She's an attorney, and she's a patent attorney. And this sister is cold-blooded. When I say cold-blooded, she knows it. She understands it. And this is the work that she came back to do. And one of the things for us, when you start to think about a patent, people begin to ask themselves, well, what can be patent? Does it have to be sort of this thing that really just begins to take us into take the whole world by storm? That should never be at the forefront, and this is what these brothers and sisters told me. You should never come up with an idea to patent. That's when you know you're in the wrong place. That's not what it is. But we're still looking what we've all been connecting ourselves with this whole time and will continue to connect ourselves with, and that is what's in your heart.
Right.
You know what I mean? What comes to you? What is naturally in your Akashic record? What's naturally been birthed inside of you? Many of you have patents that you've been working with every single day, yet you don't know that it is a patent. And so this show, when we decided to do it, myself and Brother Bilal, we knew that this was in divine time for these things to begin to come on. This sister is a part of this team, the team that will help right. you to manifest these things and begin to bring your patents online for you. So never do we have to worry about some of these things that some of our ancestors who died of a broken heart because a lot of their patents were not recognized. They were not understood. There is another sister who had a patent, and I'm going to give you her name here shortly, but she created a process called InVision.
Nice.
The technology within the television. A lot of them you will see will come from those backgrounds of science and technology, of understanding all of those different modalities. And she worked for NASA for quite a bit, and she's still alive. Her InVision, you understand, is really what many of us understand as looking at things through our third eye. But this is technology that has been available, that has been used. A lot of this technology of our ancestors who came up with these patents still have not been used to its fullest capacity. Let me say that again. Still has not been used to its fullest capacity. But how you bring out the magic, how you're able to make the connection is through the acknowledgement. I remember Sipa Haru telling me that the way that a scribe continues to live on, his essence, his soul, her essence, her light, her divine light, our ancestors, those that are connected with us, those that have helped us on our path and our journey, is by you acknowledging and saying their name. So it's important at this time that we get ourselves into the position. Those that have helped you, to have no worry about acknowledging that help on your path. Sometimes we begin to get those blocks. Some of us have male-ism blocks. Some of us have female-ism blocks. And so a lot of times that self-hate that lies within ourselves, it's very hard for a lot of sisters to even acknowledge another sister. And they will take a brother over a sister to acknowledge any day, any day. And sometimes the same goes in reverse for brothers.
Do you see that energy, it mainly goes inside of the project also? It goes inside of the invention?
Of course.
That hate that you carry? Yeah, it automatically do that.
It does.
Is it good for people that want to test their inventions? You know, just like you come up with this new idea, this new invention. My best test has been to bring it to my closest friends or family, and the only gauge I use when they say, man, that shit have never worked, man, that's crazy. That's the one that always worked. The one they really like, it don't do nothing. It's like it don't do anything. But the one they say, man, it don't even make sense, that's the one. So don't be discouraged. You need to get excited and start dancing like, oh, I done did this shit. Because if they like it, it's not gonna do much. That's proven. I haven't seen that over. Yes.
I remember, and so true, when I came up with the Kim Deck, I got so many stories about why this was not going to work. From everything, from you don't know enough to do that, to two, to who told you to do that, to three, it has already been done before. For those of you who have a Kim Deck, you know, as Brother Bobby Hemmett has said himself, this is an incredible deck. It's a deck like none other in the world. Like none other in the world. Tried and tested. When I came out with the audio workbook, same thing. You're going to do an audio workbook, no one's going to buy that. Every single day, you guys download that workbook, and more importantly, you're able to give the feedback, the testimony about how powerful the exercises have been for you, because it is about empowering you to know your magic, not know my magic. You know, your own magic. And that's everything. When I wanted to start the remix, I heard the same thing. It's not going to work. You want to bring all these different people together. We don't get along as black people. We don't support each other. 2 million plus later, still here, still standing strong, still growing, still learning, and still inventing every step of the way.
Well, let me throw this on the table, Ms. Blue. Let me throw this on the table because and I want you to see what you're hearing because I really can't get the words quite like I'm looking for it, but listen at this here. Remember we talked about Friday night, and I say only the truth will stand the test of time, okay?
Yes.
Now, here's the brother, I know you're going to talk about Latimer. He was part of the invention with Alexander Graham Bell with the telephone.
Yes, he was.
Which has stood the test of time. And this is what I want you to separate for me. I think we're getting so caught up on just the iPhone. You know, remember one time the Razor was the iPhone, and, man, the Razor was the shit. Everybody stealing everybody's Razor phone, and then now it's like the Razor never exists. Just like the iPhone right now. One day it's not going to be about shit, but it's like the phone is still the common denominator in the whole thing that's been existing almost 200 years. Nobody really looking at the phone itself. They just looking at the product, each different product.
Right. Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes. In the fashion industry, we call that a fad.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Jumping on board.
Yes.
The hottest fad.
Yes.
Like, this is the hottest thing. This is the hottest thing going, or this is what's up right now. And, you know, those are fads. Those things, you know, they come, they go. Those things, they come.
But the idea of the phone itself is the truth.
Is the truth. That's right.
Because it's standing the test of time. Yes.
You wouldn't have an iPhone. You wouldn't even have some of these Android phones. You wouldn't have none of that without the phone. And that's a good point.
Yeah, period.
Talking about, yes, period. We wouldn't have none of it. You understand? To start talking about Louis H. Latimer. He was born September the 4th, 1848. And let me tell you, this brother, talk about mastermind. He was a mastermind. We use that title, but these brothers and sisters were masters. You understand? Mastermind. Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell. We know them too. But the light and the telephone. But what you don't know is that it was Louis Latimer that came up with the device to keep the bulb burning. Edison did not. He could not keep it burning. He only could make two shells. And then there is some debate on whether or not he made the shell.
right.
He was born in Massachusetts, and he was the youngest of five children. He was parents to Rebecca and George Latimer. His father first earned his freedom from slavery somewhere around 1842. $400 it cost for his freedom. $400 it cost for his freedom. But here's what I want you guys to understand, and I want you to look at that number four because we know it is connected with foundations. You understand? $400 he paid for his freedom. Some of you don't want to invest a dime in your master.
Damn. Whoa.
You don't want to invest a dime in your mastermind. This is why years ago I did the show about free and why as a child I stayed away from any shit that was free. I didn't want it. I understood on a much higher level, and I also knew what I was capable of. $400, this is what he paid for his freedom. And in return, in his son, Louis Latimer, 1849, he co-patented. Not only did he patent these things with the light bulb, because he is the mastermind behind them, but he also co-patented the toilet system for the railroad. So you want to talk about who was being
shit, what they were doing before that.
When dumping was coming into place, you understand? It was these brothers and sisters, like you said, Brother Blau, that helped civilize this world again. Because after the death and murder of Hypatia, they wasn't able to see civilization to that level again. You see? And in 1876, Latimer was he was also a draftsman at Alexander Bell's law firm. He drafted drawings for the telephone, and he put them all together. Put them all together, all of his little drawing, and you think about how many of you guys out there that have all of these drawings that you have, these things that you begin to mastermind and put together. The list goes on and on and on and on, but he drew the telephone, and he didn't just draw the telephone. He did the whole blueprint. The blueprint. I want you guys to think about something. Jay-Z came out with a new plan that he's doing about innovation as well. Because he understands about the blueprint. He understands that you need that blueprint to move you to the next level. Some would say he's listening to the remix. I would say so.
Right.
That's just me. That's just me. I mean, who knows? It's over 2 million, so who knows? I say that to you so that you can begin to understand all of these different patents. In 1881, he received a patent for the process of manufacturing carbon. So here we go with the brother and the carbon again, getting down to the core essence of things. You understand? There's nobody that can take you to the core of something like a brother. If you want to get to the core, you get with a brother. He can get you down to the carbon. You understand? So no one should be surprised by the fact that carbon filters are used in light bulbs still to this day. You understand? Y'all silly in the chat room. To this day, carbon filters are still being used to this day. He also has agreed to work with brothers and sisters around the globe. He stepped forward. He told me he will work with you on your patent to help you to understand that this is definitely the time that you open yourself up to a level so that you can begin to bring this energy in. I did a guided meditation so that before we start to take you guys this call, that you can open up this energy because it is available for all of us here, no matter when you're listening to this show, whether you're listening now or 20, 30, 40 years from now, it still will work for you. Yeah. This brother right here, Larimar, he's in that high note or that he note. He's the he man. He's in the he note. The phone that we're talking on. This is a part of his mastermind that he helped bring down into this dimension. He was the draftsman who came up with this device that we speak upon every single moment, every single day, that we're communicating through, that we're channeling through at this particular moment. So this is why when you answer the phone, you say hi, because he's on the high note.
Man, literally. No. Man, I never thought about that. Literally. Man.
He's on the high note. So when he's coming through, know that you're channeling him every time that you're speaking, every time that you're connecting. And I know that this may be very provocative for some of you out there, but I promise you, if you begin to just open yourself up, you will be able to see this magic and how it connects with you. How it connects with you. Let's get ready to do the meditation. Let's get ready to do the meditation. Y'all ready? Are y'all ready? This is going to be a spirit class that we're going to be doing here. Just get yourself in a nice, comfortable position. Feet planted flat on the ground. You know, hands in your lap. Back up straight. You know the drill. If you have anything that may be binding you, brothers, that's your belts, you know, that might be binding you, sisters, your Brazil, anything that is binding you, you want to kind of loosen that up. So here we go. Here we go.
So now we're going to get ready to start the meditation. And as we begin to get ready to get started, I want you to sit in a chair nice and comfortable. That's it. Relax yourself. Take a nice deep breath in and out, nice and slow. And close your eyes. Close your eyes as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. The only thing that you have to focus on is your breathing. Now, close your eyes. As we begin, we're going to be doing a lot with using our third eye. So as we begin to bring these images in, I want you to allow them to just float their way into your world. So just follow me and stay close, because here we go. All right. Now what I want you to do is to begin to cover yourself in golden light. That's it. I want you to see golden light as it begins to cover your whole body and everything around you. Now, as this gold light begins to come down, it starts to swirl itself around clockwise. That's it. All the way around, around, and around. And now as this gold light is beginning to wrap you all the way around, I want you to look up. And as you look up, you can see the opening of the gold light swirling itself around, becoming larger and larger. Now, keep looking up. The first thing that's coming down, you see gold coins dropping all the way down. Let them fall. That's it. Keep breathing. Now, I want you to continuously allow the coins to continue to fall. And then what I want you to do is I want you to begin to reach up. Reach up as high as you can. And I want you to grab whatever is spinning up above. Pull it down. And just place it next to you, because we're going to be pulling down some more stuff as we continue. And this is where infinite possibility meets reality. And these are going to be all of the divine blessings that you're able to pull down from your inventor's chair. So now, with your left hand, I want you to begin to reach up. That's it. Don't be afraid. And I want you to reach and grab. Pull it down. I want you to take a look. Look at what's in your hand. What is it? Ah, it's just for you. I want you to put that down. Now we're going to reach up again. All right? This time you're going to be reaching with your right hand. And this time, as you begin to reach up, what I want you to do, in your mind's eye, I want you to stand up. And as far and as deep and as high as you can reach, I want you to grab hold of something. And then, with your left hand, I want you to hold it. And with both hands, I want you to pull it down. That's it. keep pulling it down until it gets right in front of you. Look at it. This is what you pull down. This is the divine creation inside of you waiting to be birthed. Excellent. Now, I want you to sit back in the chair. Close your eyes. Keep them closed. Breathing in and out. And now, you guessed it. Here comes the gold coins again. And they're falling, falling. All of the abundance and prosperity is just washing you with the gold coins. That's it. Allow them to fall. Allow them to bathe you in it. And now, you're going to get ready to come back, and you're going to remember all of this. So on the count of three, and then you're going to open your eyes. You're going to be refreshed. You're going to remember, and you're going to have all of this with you. One, two, three.
Oh.
All right, everyone. I'll give you a second to bring yourself back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was good. Sound like a little Prince in the background.
It was actually Janet Jackson.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. It's called feedback, which is so important. And when you don't get it, it really speaks to a lot of things. So important.
Right.
Understand. Peace and greetings, everybody. I guess it's a good time to open up the phone line.
Well, I'm good with that.
You ready to open up the phone lines, Brother Bilal?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that. That's fine. I'm still coming off the meditation. Thank you. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 786, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. I guess nobody is there. Well, I see you guys on the phone lines. Brother Bilal, you wanted to share something?
No, I love the meditation. That was very good. Very good. No, but if you were talking about the chair, I heard in the meditation, the invention chair.
Yeah. Let's talk about the invention chair. The invention chair. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, you're loud.
Hello.
You're loud and clear.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm getting some static on my end here. Let's try something really, really quick here. Give me 1 second, everybody. We'll get to it.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. I just wanted to
Nice. I like that.
Yes, I was introduced to that song by Roy Ayers, and introduced to that song by Brother Bobby Hemmett. Ashe to him, and much love to him and Queen Linda. And definitely, you guys keep supporting and sharing all of that. I do want to kind of tell you guys something. All day yesterday, yesterday was kind of a real challenging day for me, and a little bit challenging still here. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I will tell you a big part of it. I guess I was doing some wild stuff in the dream world. Some real wild stuff, some real things happened. But I actually fractured my thumb and tore a ligament in my thumb. And so I know pain is only in the mind.
Right.
So yesterday, I spent most of yesterday evening in the ER, in the emergency room. I'm not completely against Western medicine. But, you know, I have my thumb. It's just some shit I need to put my thumb on. That's what I say. And, yes, it does hurt. It hurts like, I don't even know. Somebody said hell, heaven. It hurts like something out of this world. I'll tell you guys that. And I just had to take a minute because I have what they call a floating cast on it. And so I had to take my hand out because it was just really kind of, it was kind of taking me to a whole nother dimension there for a whole minute. So I'm back. I'm back
with you guys. Now, are you able to press the buttons to let the people, that the callers on?
Oh, yes. I'm able to do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm able to do that.
Thumb is a very sacred thing, though. You think about it. Everybody uses their thumb for texting.
Well, I don't.
They use your thumb when they hold the phone sideways. Well, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about your thumb. Period. The thumb is a very important thing, especially if you're hitchhiking. All those type of things. Yeah.
Well, I don't do much hitchhiking, so good for
me.
Well,
you know, I was just throwing the thumb out there. Right. We had one to throw that out there.
All right.
Powerful.
Yes, it is. It is just some powerful stuff going on. Trust and believe that. We want you guys to call in. I see you all on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone line so that we know that you're there. And we'll be able to connect with you and talk with you, and so that we can talk to you about inventors and also want to hear what you got in the meditation. And Brother Bilal is going to be checking some things out for you as well, too. And
Yes, here we go.
You're ready to go to the phone line?
I am ready. Let's get
All right. Well, we're going to kind of jump around here a little bit, so let's go to the first caller calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
On the line, please.
Yes, my name is Jakari, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
I called in because I wanted to know my soul patient notes because I didn't get to get in Friday.
Okay, let me get your birthday first. Let's get your birthday.
October 3rd, 1988.
October 3rd. Mhm. So you wasn't able to get in on Friday?
No.
Okay. Did you get a chance to listen to the show?
Yes, I got a chance to listen to the show.
Okay. Did you take the notes that I told you and put them in a piece of paper and ball them up and see which one was your high note and which one was your low?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay. What did you get?
I guess I did it right. I did, I got me and I got tea.
You got me and tea. Me and tea. And did you do the meditation tonight?
Yeah, I did the meditation.
Okay. But, all right. And how?
When I was doing the visualization, I could see the gold light and the coins or whatever, but when it was time to pull down the invention, I couldn't see.
So you wasn't able to pull down, nothing pulled down for you?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. And where are you calling from again?
Dallas.
Okay. All right. You ready for her, Brother Blau?
Yes. I was just listening to what she was saying. The biggest thing I want to say first before even the me and the T. Well, let me ask you one more thing. Was the me the challenge area, or was it that your strong suit?
Strong.
Me was your strong suit?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I guess it was me.
Okay, because that's really you moving, you know, beyond just you, like we talked about earlier. The picture is always bigger than just you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm looking at, you just like you see with the meditation, that you really have to work on your listening. You really have to work on your listening, because even coming on the radio and asking what was your missing notes, and you have already done them, it's like you don't trust what you already saw. You understand? Are you just, you know, what part of that is just, are you looking for confirmation?
Yeah, confirmation. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, let me help you out with your invention and which way you need to start directing your energy. Your invention is connected to communications. It's dealing with communications, and it's really, it's either behind the camera. That's probably why you're very good looking, sister, because you're born for the camera, and you have to really work on something to have some substance behind after you speak. You understand? It's the substance you need to work on. So this would be a person that's very pretty but not beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's just like in relationships. Your relationships will burn out fast because, you know, the brothers will be attracted to your looks. But if you don't work on the internal side, you won't become beautiful. See, pretty only is going to take you so far.
All right.
And all of you, and I know you know that by now. And another thing, you have a little lad in your ass. You got to work on stop being so lazy. That's what the contradiction is, even with you know what you need to do, and you just won't do it for some reason. It's just like you're waiting on somebody to push you. You're waiting on the fire to burn, and then you have to be moved. Just what Baby Blue say, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's
and you're
right.
Waiting on the life will to come jack the ass up, and it's like it'd be a little too late. So you always behind time. Listen to what we talked about earlier with me, right? After me come Father, which is Father. All of your timing is off. So I have the same question for you we asked her tonight, and I want you to be very honest from your heart. What is time to you?
What is time to me?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess to me it's living in the moment.
It's living in the moment? Tell me how you see that. Explain that to me. What that mean, living in the moment? Tell me about that.
I mean, being present. That's how I see it. Just being present.
All right, so what is the present? What are you doing right now for yourself? Yeah, what are you doing right now? What's the roadblock? How did you jam yourself up right now? Because you jam yourself up somewhere. What did you do this time?
It's like what you said a while ago, being lazy, being behind time, not acting on it.
You have to wait till the fire you burn you to move.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, Miss Blue? What you say?
I was just gonna say, you know, just to add on that, I want you to write this name down, Alice Parker. Alice Parker. Yes. In 1919, Alice Parker invented new and improved gas heating furnaces. So like the furnaces that are in your house, different types of furnace, the heating system, the central heating, that's what Alice Parker invented. And there's a couple of areas, like Brother Bilal was saying, that you've got to heat up. You've got to be able to heat yourself up so that you can be motivated, so that you can do what you need to do. And you're looking constantly on the outside for this movement to come, but it's not going to ever come for anything outside
right.
of yourself. This has to come from within. And so it's time for you to begin to follow your heart, because you don't. In fact, you try your best to stay away from anything that you feel inside of your heart. But that also is where passion and desire and drive lives at, is inside of your heart. And so I want you to begin to do some work, do some research on Alice Parker and her patent that she had. Read up on her story, about her life and her story. You'll find it interesting and a lot of similarities between yourself and also Alice Parker, because now you're just in the place where you're not able to find yourself. And so I want you to look at it this way. You need to begin to reinvent yourself. We're talking about innovation, but you need to begin to reinvent yourself and go back to your original blueprint. If you have a smartphone or an iPhone, one of the things that you can do is you can take it back to factory settings. And that's what you need to do. You need to go back to factory settings, because you have picked up so many pieces of other people and other things that you don't live anywhere inside of you. It's like the shell of the light bulb. And that flame that's burning on the inside, it cannot feed itself, because it's not your real energy. So this is why it's confusing for you to decide what you want to do, where you want to go, and your biggest, the answer to almost every single question that somebody asks you is, I don't know. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's time for you to know. And the other thing I want you to talk to me about is, tell me about your relationship with your father.
My father, he left, my mother and my father got divorced when I was like 2 years old, so I didn't really know my father until like maybe, I'd say 8, 7, you know, just really started to be around him.
Stop right there. Hold on. We just talked earlier. You see, me is before five, which is father. That's why your timing is messed up.
Yes.
That's why your timing messed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why even on a vehicle, on a car, it will not move without the timing chain. It could look good, but it's just going to spin. The motor come on and everything, but it won't move. It's your father.
Yeah, definitely one of the things I want you to do is to sit down, because you really haven't never really examined these feelings that you have for your father. You need to sit down and really kind of examine about a lot of things that happened to you as you were growing up, and I want you to write a letter. And I want you to rewrite that letter, not as if you're writing it to your father, but I want you to rewrite this letter, and I want you to rewrite your childhood, the childhood that you desired within your heart. In your heart. This is what I want you to do, is to rewrite that letter. Put your name in it. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named. and rewrite that story. And I want you to send it out into the mail. That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to do. When that letter comes back, I want you to read that letter to yourself. And then I want you to take yourself into a guided meditation, and you need to do that guided meditation for at least 17 days, where you take yourself back as a child. Make it a garden. Make sure there's plenty of water and trees. It needs to be summer or springtime. No people, no animals other than butterflies, which represent transformation. And as you begin to do that, I want you to sit with yourself. And I want you to have that conversation with yourself, not about some of those things that happened during your childhood. Because some would say when they meet you that you're the way you are because of certain things that happened to you. Agree? Well, it seems like it's a lot of things you're not noticing. But I want you to go back, and I want you to have that conversation with yourself for those 17 days. And on the 17th day, you'll be able to make a transformation. When I get in your energy, here's a couple of things that I hear. You're not grounded inside your own spirit. You definitely need to be working with things like the fairy kingdom. So study the fairies because they're highly connected with you. And they're going to help you to be able to ground yourself inside your spirit so that your voice can come through and your communication can be clear and you will have enough steam to complete what you start because you're running out of steam. You're running out of your willpower. You're running out of your self-esteem. It's being burnt up by all of these emotions that you feel that's going on inside of you. So begin to work with Alice Parker and allow Alice to connect with her, her energy. You can ask her to show up in your dreams. Make sure you write your dreams down. And really tap into that energy. All right?
All right.
All right. Did that help?
Have a great night.
Did that help? All right. Well, peace and love to you, peace and love. Make sure you call back and let us know how that's going for you.
All right.
All right.
We're
going to go to the next.
One thing, excuse me, Blue, before you bring someone else on. Do you realize how the pattern of the musical notes is like whichever one you're out of balance with is thought to interrupt the rhythm of all your music, all your flow?
Yes, yes. It works. It works.
Now, see, I know we was talking earlier about how to work with the notes, and it's like once you see which one needs to be put back into harmony. And, you know, even think about me when we talked about the M.I. being the Miles. And even, you know, her being born in 1988, she had, you know, and I don't want to say it like that, but she hasn't walked enough miles yet. You get what I'm saying? She needs more experience to come up to that invention. Because something got going to piss her off so bad or so get her so hot that it's going to bring that on board. It's going to bring it online. You know, but we all have to come face to face with ourselves. All have
That's
to.
True.
I just wanted to put
That's
that
true.
Out there.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Hadia calling from Fear Hill.
Okay. Greetings to you. Greetings. Greetings.
Good evening, all right. Let me get your birthday while you tell us what you got out of meditation and everything.
Oh, my birthday is March 6th, 1982.
Okay.
And on the meditation, the first item that I brought down was an apple.
A cauldron?
The first item that I brought down was an apple.
Okay, an apple?
You brought an apple down from the meditation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The second item that I brought down was a Rubik's Cube. And the third item that I brought down was a living bird.
Beautiful.
Okay. Apple, a cube. Okay, pretty good. All right, just looking at everything for you, and just connecting the apple to the red planet, which is Mars. Okay. A lot of your invention is connected to time and timing. Did you do the exercise with picking your musical note? Were you able to do it?
I did the show yesterday, but I'm going to do it after this show.
Okay. Because we were talking about what inventions you brought to the planet. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do for is the apple, because this is what the apple is saying. See, the apple is very symbolic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for the apple, this is what the apple represents. It represents appetite. Make sure you're not biting off of someone else's apple.
Okay.
So I want you to understand what the metaphor and the mythology is behind Eve biting the apple. It was a false appetite. It was really Adam's apple. Your Adam's apple is your throat. Make sure you have clear communication about what your apple type is.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Because I'm looking at where your Saturn and Mars were when you were born. In the opposite house is Aries, which we were talking about, the inventors. And your invention is connected to time. It's connected to understanding the concept of the clock, of you being the truth. But the very first thing you have to do, you have to follow your intuition. That is your strongest part. And you have to get rid of that idea that you have control over something or somebody else. That's what's throwing all of your intuition off. That's the real reason. That's the real reason you don't trust. And for everybody, I want you to think about you. You know, like a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a pillar that holds the bridge up, right?
Yes.
The architecture name for the name of the pillars are TRUSS. They call a truss. That's what holds the bridge up.
Yes.
That's why it's not good to burn your bridges, because you're starting to burn your trust. But you do not have control over anyone else. Stop trying to control and manipulate. Just follow your intuition. Your intuition is so powerful.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you an inventor for you to work with, and that is going to be Frederick Jones.
Okay.
Frederick Jones. And Frederick Jones is actually credited for more than 60 different inventions. And one of the things that he's key for doing is coming up with those things of what we know now as a refrigerator, to refrigerate things, to keep things from spoiling. And so he did this to help with different cooling systems on things from everything from railroads to trucks to long-haul trucks.
that had to carry food and different things that could spoil when they're not being refrigerated. That was one of the things. He also invented a self-starting gas engine. And also a lot of different devices for movie projectors, like the silent projectors for talking films and developing box office equipment for tickets and exchanges. So he really is innovative when it comes to those things to keep things from spoiling. And when I get into your energy, that's the number one thing that I see is happening, is that you've had so many situations in your life that have spoiled on you. Does that make sense when I say that? They went bad. They spoiled, you see. And Frederick Jones is going to help you. These inventors that are coming forth for you guys to work with him, I want you to think about them across the board. So even if you say at this particular time, it is not necessarily just for an invention in this physical, but it is also for an invention to help you on your spiritual path and your journey. Because the time that you're in right now, this is sort of the regeneration time for you. It's about death and it's about rebirth.
Okay.
And so there are some parts of you, you've come to this place before, that you've got to let die in order for the new parts to be reborn. But here's how I want you to begin to look at this. This is about you getting back to the essence of who you are, just kind of like the other caller. It's about removing all the spoiled stuff so you can get down to the good stuff. You know, it's kind of like when you get a block of cheese, and you got the spoiled part, and they cut the spoiled part off, and underneath is still the good cheese. You got to let go of all the spoiled goods so that you can get down to the good cheese that is connected with you. So really, really, that is the message to take with you. And get back into visualizing, because that's a power for you. You are excellent with using your inner vision. Like Brother Bilal was saying, your intuition. You got to start visualizing yourself. Stop projecting yourself and visualizing yourself to approve of someone else's vision of how they feel you should look or you should be. Because that's what's distorting your illusion. You're trying to put yourself in a perfect spot for someone else. And that is never going to work. Because when you get there, they're going to want more. I'm going to tell you a story, a real story, of a relative of mine. I won't mention his name. He may be listening. But I'll tell his story. He was really, really very much in love with this one woman, but things didn't work out. They didn't get married, so he married this other woman. And everything was wrong with her. He told her, "I wish you didn't wear glasses." So she went and had the LASIK eye surgery to fix her eyes. He said, "Oh, I don't like your teeth. I wish, you know, if you had prettier teeth, I would, you know, that would make me happy." So she went and she got her teeth fixed. And then he said, "You know, I wish you would lose weight. I wish you wasn't the size you were. That would make me happy." So not only did she lose weight, she became a fitness instructor. And in fact, she even trained some NFL teams to this day in fitness. Then he told her, "You know, I wish you dressed a little different, because that would make me happy if you were dressing a little different." And she did all of this to please the man that she loved. He said, "You know, well, your chest is a little big. You know, I'm not a chest man."
Your phone,
like
your phone went out.
Did it go out? I don't know, you guys.
Yeah. No, you bad. You bad. I wanted to hear the story. Go ahead. Right. She did all of this, and what happened?
He said, "I wish your chest wasn't so big." So she had breast reduction, chest lift, all of this. She did all of this, and he ended up leaving her.
Damn.
She did all of that, and he left her. And not only did he leave her, he left her for one of her coworkers.
Damn. He went way too far.
He went way
too far. Far.
He did all of that.
Yeah.
And to this day,
She is still devastated. Beautiful, gorgeous. She has turned herself on the outside into a very gorgeous woman. And on the inside, she is miserable. And her face just popped in front of me as I started to talk to you. So that's why I'm telling you, don't create a vision for someone else's dream. Make that yours.
Mm.
If you can't see that vision of yourself for you, then leave it alone.
Okay.
Because there's absolutely nothing. Yes, it's nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you.
Powerful.
All right. I just wanted to share that with you. Yeah. And anyone else out there who's listening, yes.
Right.
So peace and love to you. Peace and love. Wow. Can you believe 17 minutes left to go? That can't be right.
Man.
We're
going
to go to the next caller calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing all right. Who's on the line?
Yeah, it's 504 there. Who is that?
Yeah, this is Javan calling from New Orleans.
My brother.
Greetings to you.
Yeah.
My man just had a baby, man. Congratulations,
yeah.
My man. I tell your baby boy. Congratulations. All right.
Eating up, yeah.
Go ahead, man. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Just enjoying the whole show tonight. But my birthday, May 17, 1985.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Did you do the meditation?
Yeah. One thing just stuck out to me, a jump rope. I don't know a jump rope, but you got it.
A jump rope. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful. A jump rope. It's about making great strides and moving yourself forward.
That's something that's been heavy on my mind lately, just, you know, through all the bullshit.
Well, tell me, did you do the exercise to find out what your note was? Was the strongest note the note you need to work on?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that one. No.
Okay.
That one, but
I'm looking at your invention. Okay, I'm looking at what you come to invent. You came to invent the beauty of either art or communication. It's either through poetry, either through writing. It's in art though. It's rooted in art. But it looks like communication more than anything. It looked like communication.
Yeah.
You have some really, that's your event, and that's the way you vent. It's through the communication.
Yeah, and that's something I've been kind of working on just with my relationships, just communicating better, like you said, and make it beautiful and just being honest. So it's kind of...
tell me what you mean communicating better, because look, we were talking about the dough, right? The dough is the bun in the oven. Right? But this the delivery. So you mean to tell me, I'm looking at your planets. I'm looking at your attributes and where the planets were, okay? How you're not communicating and all of your planets are in the line of communicating. So are you being honest about your communication?
And I haven't been being truly honest. I haven't kind of, because it's something I haven't having a private, how can I say, just a private, something. Holding back, but now it's like to the point where that's no longer. I can't live like that. I have to be totally honest. It's the only way that's going to be. It's the only way going to set me free. Be honest with you.
Well, we just talked. We remember earlier. If you listen to the show, on Friday, we talked about the receiver and the amp, right? Because remember, the amp got to plug into the receiver. See, the receiver is a feminine expression because it receives.
Yes.
The amp is connected to the RCA jack. It plugs in. It got the little point to plug it in. You can't keep plugging your amp in all these different receivers.
Hmm.
Because you would drain the amp.
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Your receiver, your amp is not big enough to plug into 5-6 different receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So then this shit starts to equalize your ass. You see how you're being equalized? Because you're plugging into too many receivers. Get you a receiver that you're very excited about and stay with the damn receiver because you're getting too many damn channels.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
I hope you understand that. You see, because look, when we get to Wii, think about when we get to the blue note, which is jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a cat outside your house? What you tell a cat? You get away, right? What you tell a cat do? You say scat, scat. You see, that's why they were scatting in jazz. You see, you got to start scatting some of these cats away. You're plugging into too many cats. That's why your communication is what? Because you're not clear about who you're damn talking to. Get on the right channel. And then you just brought a little man into the world. Make sure you show him. Because, see, the children, they listen to what you say, but they really operating off what you do.
So true.
So this all connected to your time. You can't become He-Man. See, you're too heavy. You'll get too heavy. You can't float. You got to stay light. Keep it light. If you know you need a new vehicle and you're trying to get a $500 fucking car note, keep it light. If you can't afford the car note, keep it light. Don't just do it just to look good. Keep it light. Don't get too heavy because you'll start gaining physical weight because you're too heavy. Keep it light. He-Man, stop plugging your plug. You get your plug together. Your RCA jack is worn out. What you got for Ms. Boo? And you know you my man. I gotta keep it real with you. I don't know how else to do it. I promise you, I don't know how else to do it.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, this is what I want to say to you. First, I want to say congratulations on the new baby. First of all, and then I want to tell you about your inventor that has sort of stepped forward for you, and his name is Richard Spikes. Richard Spikes. And let me tell you some of the things that Richard Spikes is responsible for. He also came up with the horizontal swinging barber chair. He invented that. That's one of the things that he invented. He also came up with the automatic car wash. He invented that. And he also came up with an invention, and this was purchased by the Milwaukee Brewing Company, and that was the beer keg tap. He's the one that invented the beer keg tap. You know how you get beer straight from the tap? He invented that. And also the automatic safety brake. He invented that as well, too. So he had so many different inventions that he was totally responsible for that he came up with. And so he stepped forward to really kind of help you because he also had a patent that actually cost him like $100,000 to get patent, and that was he came up with the improvement of the automatic gear shift. And this is what, when Brother Bilal was talking to you, this is what I see, is that you need to shift gears. You're in the wrong gear. If you ever drove a car, a stick shift, have you ever drove a stick shift before?
Yes.
And you know when you're driving a stick shift, if you're in third gear and you accidentally drop it back down the first, you know what's going to happen. Or even if you put it in neutral, what's going to happen to the car and how that engine just sort of kind of gets to that place.
where it's stalling. Well, right now, where you are is you're actually in neutral.
Mm.
You're in neutral. This is where you are. Oh. It's kind of, you know, that powerful space between opposite poles. So what you have coming at you at this time, you have some negative pulls coming on you, and you have some positive pulls.
Mm.
And both of these targets are canceling things out. This is why you ain't moving. Mm. So ain't nothing happening. Regardless if you get with the positive pull, ain't shit happening. When you get with the negative pull, ain't nothing happening. It's like nothing's happening because you're in the middle.
Say, Ms. Blue, oh, stop right there. Yo, I'm going to tell you, Ms. Blue, you're the truth. Because watch this. Javan, what kind of work you do? Ms. Blue, I don't even know it. What kind of work you do, Javan?
Drive trucks for a living, yeah.
Oh, you drive trucks. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
You understand.
Damn,
really.
Damn. Understand. Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
So,
man.
One of the things that I want you to know for you is that you are a true designer. And you craft your designs many different ways, but you're a true designer at heart. And so what you have to begin to learn how to do is you have to craft out your future, and you haven't done that. You just want to sit in neutral all day. But, you know, eventually, if you're going 100 miles an hour and you drop down to neutral, pretty soon you're going to run out of energy to keep going forward. So this is where you need to begin to start drafting yourself out of where you are and really start deciding what gear do you need to go to first. Is it first gear? And then you have to wait until you get the proper momentum before you shift. See, you're shifting too early, trying to go to second, and then trying to go to third, trying to go to fourth. And then what ends up happening is it doesn't work, so you sit in neutral. So you need to start designing.
Your phone went out, Ms. Blue.
It went out again. Oh, you guys, you need to start designing yourself back out. You need to start designing what you do. You need to give as much thought to your life and what you want as you do to bullshit.
Mm.
That's just keeping it real. You give a lot of thought to that. You mapping out your negative and your positive poles, but you ain't giving that much thought to what you really want to do what you really want to manifest. And that's what you got to start mapping out. You got to start doing that more. So work with the brother, because he's there. He jumped up first and said, oh, yeah, Richard Spike. He said, I want to get with him. I want to work with him.
Richard Spike.
And so now you know why. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely, man. Oh, man, I knew I had to get this reflection. I knew it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations, big brother. That was
Yeah.
Good stuff. Excellent.
Peace and love. Thanks for calling.
All right, my brother. Talk to you later, man.
Be good.
Yeah. All right,
you too, man.
We have 5 minutes
yes,
to go.
Indeed.
We're going to have to go in the after hours because it is so many people on the phone lines that it
Thank
is
you.
Insane.
Yeah, your phone off and on. It's cutting off and on. Yeah, that was great. That was off the chain.
Can you hear me okay now, Brother Bilal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a little low, but yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm a
that's
little
good.
Low. Y'all just...
No, that's good. That's perfect. That's good now.
Bear with me. I got sparks flying off my hand over here, but it's all good. It is all good. We're going to go to the next caller. I want to remind you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And definitely what I want you to do is I want you guys to download this show. If you didn't hear Friday night, download that show. More classes coming up with Self-Invested, more remix shows that are coming up. Get over to the Remix Radio page as well, too. We'd love to hear from you guys. We're going to keep it going. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to you guys all out there as we continue here
right.
and back here live in the remix. And also, Brother Bilal is coming back up in Self-Invested this Saturday coming up. He's going to be doing another segment on the numbers. You don't want to miss it. Better get yourself
This Saturday coming. Right.
Yes.
That's right. That tough number Saturday coming. There you go. Okay.
Yes,
I'm flying, huh, man?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, you guys. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, let's see, from area code. Let's see. Let's go. Area code. Wow. Area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Hello?
Hey, peace. Yeah, I meant to get off the log. This is Afia. I meant to press one again and get off.
Okay. All right. Hold the line for us. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We have another 504 on the line. Peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please? 504? 504-261-504. Okay. Hello? Did they say anything? Let's see.
No.
Greetings? No, I didn't say nothing. All right, we'll come back to them. We'll come back. I see you guys on the phone lines. We're going to go
to the next one.
Caller. Calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. 469? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Yeah, it's a lot of folks on the line. I don't know. Let me try this again. Calling in from area code 209. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal. This is Desiree from Stockton, California.
Okay, greetings.
Hey, Desiree.
I would like to know who my inventor is. Law was my strong suit. And
okay.
Tea was what I needed to work on.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. How did you work with it since the show? Have you been doing anything with it, or just give you a new frame of mind of thinking about it?
It gave me a new frame of mind, and with the colors, I've just started noticing everything. I've been buying a lot of colors in that Ashley blue. I actually had on an Ashley blue nightgown and didn't even realize.
Oh, man.
Said that.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I had the antique tea pot my grandmother gave me 40 years ago.
Whoa.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
So it was sitting on my dining room table waiting to be packed. I said, well, I guess I can't pack you yet.
I mean, it's so much confirmation since Friday night. But look how it's always been around you. You just haven't been conscious of it.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Powerful.
Yes.
Powerful.
That is. Wow.
Oh, Miss Blue, she sounds like the sister that opened up the furniture store.
Yes,
because she's
does.
Into those antiques. I'm telling you, man. Okay.
Yes. Mm. And you know, interesting enough, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you because I remember when we spoke, when you called in, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow, I'm listening to everything that you're saying, and instantly I see that captain's bed pop up, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, and then Brother Bilal just says it, and he says, you know, she sounds like the sister who opened up the...
Right. That's Sarah Goody, huh?
Yeah.
Right, and that resonated with me because I've been looking at beds that are made like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, Sarah Goody is who definitely your inventor is. to work with, and you definitely have that energy. You know, one of the things that I will tell you right now is that your spirit guides are strongly saying that this is the time for you to embody ancient wisdom.
Okay.
You know, it really is the time for you to continuously tap into that ancient wisdom. And so I want you to work with Sarah Goody, to
okay.
work with her. And really begin to look at her stuff. Like I said, she had a furniture store, and she had tons of different things that she held a patent on. The captain's
mm-hmm.
bed was just one of those things that she had. But she had a furniture store in Chicago, and you're able to actually pull up her information and take a look at all of the different patents that she had there and begin to work with her. July 14th. Is when she did one of her patents for herself, but very powerful sister like yourself, and it's time for you to really begin to get connected with that ancient knowledge. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was the first, you know, she was the first
person to get the patent, period.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. The first person to get the patent, period.
Wow.
Not just black, the first
black
person
leader.
To get the patent. Yes, yes, very powerful.
Thanks for that confirmation from Friday. That's beautiful.
I was just looking around. I said, even the water bottle I took on my walk was that color on the outside. Miss Blue, you be on it, girl.
Yes, all of it. Everything was so powerful for you, even from, you know, the antiques and everything. That is, that's just so beautiful.
Man.
Thank you so much for calling back in. It's always good to, you know, hear those follow-ups and the confirmation. So peace and love to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Hold the line.
Yeah,
oh,
that was
wow.
good.
That was excellent. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings from Summer Lunch.
Hi, I'm sorry. It's Janae from North Little Rock.
I'm sorry.
From where?
Janae from North Little Rock.
Oh, from North Little Rock, Janae from
North
Little Rock.
Okay. Can I get your birthday while you tell us what you picked up out of the meditation?
8881.
A lot of 8 going on there.
And during the meditation, my computer actually cut out, but I did pick up a little bit towards the end, and I guess it was like a rope coming from, I guess, from the goat shower.
You said a goat shower?
Uh-huh. Or from the golden coins.
And where were the golden coins?
They were all, you know, falling out of the sky, and then just a rope just kind of fell out. And then I started climbing it, and then when Miss Blue said to end, that's when it ended.
You have a very strong inventive power. You really do. Let me see what's happening here. Hold on. Okay. Well, pretty much on the inventive side, but see, it's going back to you using your voice again also. So it's going more to you using your voice, but more to social work. This is like social work or social justice for children. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
What kind of work? What you into? What you do?
Well, I'm actually a pre-K teacher at daycare.
See,
okay.
Exactly, with daycare.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad to say that, because guess what your inventions are really connected to? vitamins. Vitamins and any type of, yep, vitamins or anything you could come up with for kids' health. You see how I just, I'm telling you, yes, anything like that, because you have that real mother energy, you get what I'm saying? But it's for the health of the children. It's for the health of the children. You get what I'm saying? The exercise program, anything like that. Oh, especially for exercise, but you more to speaking toward the vitamin area, any type of health thing, you understand? Research some new, you know, healing medicine for all for children. And also communicating with them. Also communicating with them. Just like the gummy bear. You know they came up with the gummy bear candy?
Yeah.
You understand? The gourmet baby food, anything like that. The gourmet. Go high end with it. Go high end with it. Yes. Yes. I can see that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely would like to say to you that one of the things that's going to be key for you is that you definitely need to become your own teacher to yourself. That's something I don't think you've been doing a lot of. Your spirit guides have shown me is that you haven't been your own teacher to yourself. And that's something that definitely you'll need to do, is to become your own teacher to yourself. Be willing to teach yourself, you know. Be willing to teach yourself those things that you desire or you wish to learn and that you wish to come in contact with. You know, be willing to explore some of those things about yourself that maybe you don't normally or necessarily have been open to explore those things about yourself.
Now your phone went off, Ms. Boo.
Did it go off again? Yeah, I'm not quite sure. It really is an opportunity for you to heal yourself through working with children. Heal yourself by working with children and working with children, through children, and connecting yourself with children.
Okay.
Okay. That is definitely going to be something very, very good for you. Very good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who would you say would be my inventor?
Your inventor? Let's see. Let's take a look and see. The inventor that is standing out most for you is, interesting enough, a sister. Her name is Jacqueline Harrison. Jacqueline Harrison. Yeah. She invented, this is sort of electronic advice that really has a lot to do with noise. And it's like a biomedical application. It operates almost like a heart pump, And it's called thunder. It's called thunder. And that's what you need to do. You need to create some thunder in your life. I want you to get with this sister. She was an engineer for NASA, and she created what is called thunder of that. And I want you to also work with the exercise called the rotten apple. The rotten apple, the juicy juices and rotten apples. Did you get a chance to hear Friday's show?
I was having problems with my computer, so I didn't hear the whole thing. And I think I missed out on that part.
Yes, I definitely want you to go back and download that so that you can do it, because this is going to show you where your high notes and where your low notes are so that you can begin to work with it. When you find your high note, then what I want you to do once you go back through the notes is I want you to kind of meditate with that particular note and take a look at it. When you find your low note, I want you to begin to do some writing exercises. First, acknowledging where you can see that note showing up in your life, that how you see that low note sort of showing up for you. I guarantee you it will have a lot to do with connecting with yourself there. And then begin to journal some of the things that you can begin to do to move that energy, to move it to a much, much higher frequency for yourself, and begin to work with those notes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right.
And peace and love to you.
And peace and love to you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Beautiful. Yeah, very good. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from private number. Caller, greetings.
Your phone, break it up, Miss Blue.
Greetings.
Hello, good night, Miss Blue. Hello, good night, Brother Malone. It's the same calling from Jamaica.
All
right,
greetings.
Griffin, how you feeling, all right?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. Had a great weekend, and a lot of good stuff. So, I was doing the meditation, and
let me get your birthday first, Griff, while you're telling us what's going on.
All right, birthday, 13th of February, 1982.
82?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Griff.
Mm-hmm. All right, Griffin, tell us about the meditation.
Yeah, I pulled on a gold lamp with three light, kind of the bulbs were shaped like flames. Or it could have been gold, it could have been brass. And then for some reason, black dot kind of cut out on me. But I managed to pull that down regardless, so. That's what I got from the meditation. I'm going to go back to it, though, and listen to the whole meditation, because I didn't go through everything, because it kind of cut off with me during doing it. But I still got that brass lamp or gold lamp. Yeah, with those three light bulbs that look like they were shaped like flames. So I don't know what that means just yet. But the coins, I noticed that the coins coming down, they had what I considered to be a star compass. You know, these drawings you would see on atlases.
Yes.
Of a star that's shaped like a compass. And to me, that's like me just... it was kind of what I got from it was how I feel right now, you know, finding a direction where to go and stuff like that in my own life. I got that as well from it.
Do me one favor, Griffin. If you know around what time you were born, because I just need to see something else to be a little more precise if you know it.
If I know.
Was it an afternoon or a morning? Would you just, even if you could tell me that?
Well, I really wish I could say I know. I personally think it's night. I don't know. Right now, I think it's night.
Okay.
It's
night. I feel that it was in the night.
Well, the first thing, did you get a chance to do the exercise on Friday? To see what missing note, what note you were strong at and what note you were weak at?
No, sir. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Get that.
Okay. The one thing I'm picking up, I just wanted to be, I'm seeing what I need to see, because just like a few other callers, it's like, it's a little complicated for you to tap into your invention, because, you know, the whole thing is about innovation and tapping into your invention. And it's hard for you to tap into it if you have all these weeds in the garden. It's like, you know, just like the other callers, it's like you can't even get to the beauty of it, because, you know, the beautiful flowers in the garden, because you have so many weeds around it. But you have to wait. You have to work at we. You got to get back to we. Got to get back to we. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing that's blocking your invention is your indecisiveness. Even when you find out what your invention is, you'll call back next year and we'll be talking about the same shit. Because you will sit around and say, I didn't think that was it. I don't think that was, because see, you're doing this shit to yourself. Okay, so you gotta move past me. You gotta move past me. Cause see, I'm looking at a lot of what you do, because you really, be honest with you, you came here to really uncover, like you came here to teach. You're a natural teacher. And then you're a natural teacher through words more than pictures. You here connect people to words, more poetry, more articulation. But you're finding it hard to communicate your truth for some reason, because you just have too many weeds in the garden. Too many weeds in the garden.
And literally too, because my garden is,
See, because you fall into that hermit, you know, like the hermit crab. And because when shit get hot, you just go inside the shell. You go inside this shell and you box yourself in. You close yourself off. You go into that hermit state and don't really get nothing done.
Yes, you're right.
The intuition of the cat, remember we're talking about? Because you never told a dog scat. You never told a dog scat. You don't see no dog run up on you and say, scat, scat. The dog would bite your ass off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You tell that cat to scat, but the cat is the intuition. And remember, curiosity killed the cat. You're too damn curious. Do something. Do something. See, you're not doing anything. Do something. Don't just be curious. Go do it. Curiosity killed the cat, because the cat always in some shit. The cat plays with his own shit. Stop playing with your own shit. Go do something. Get the bun out the oven. Go bake you some bread.
Because
the ingredients not in that room you boxing yourself up in. You got to go out to get the ingredients. But that's what I see.
Beautiful. Yeah. I want to talk about Griffin, the inventor that's coming forward. For you, and this is Ernest Just, last name spelled J-U-S-T, Ernest Just. And one of the things that Ernest Just did is he was born actually in South Carolina, and around the time of, I'm going to say around 1907, he graduated from Dartmouth at the top of his class with a degree in zoology. And later he became the Department of Zoology head at Howard University. And one of the things that he was known for was his research, his groundbreaking research in cell biology. That's what he was known for. And, you know, another thing is that he published over 70 different articles about his research, zoology. He was a biologist, a research scientist, and also a physical chemist. Some of the things that he really made advancement for us was his experimental things that he did with pathogenesis. So he really, really was into egg fertilization and really seeing if pathogenesis was something that was possible. But what they don't tell you is that he was able to channel this information way back to ancient times at a time when pathogenesis was possible. Are you familiar with pathogenesis, Griffin?
No, the first I hear in the word.
Yeah, pathogenesis, and Dr. Delbert Blair talks about it quite a bit. As a matter of fact, on a show he did here on The Remix, he talked about pathogenesis. It's a time when women were able to conceive without the help of men.
By using the sun?
By using the energy and the light of the sun. And so this was a lot of the information that Ernest just channeled. He channeled that, and he used the ultraviolet rays to increase the chromosome numbers in animals, to increase their ability, their egg ability. He did that. He used the rays. He used the rays of the sun, and he channeled the information from a past life back during the time of pathogenesis. And so he was born in 1883, and a very, very noted cell biologist, and one that he is stepping forward saying that he would love to work with you on where you are now so that you can learn and understand the real magic and pathogenesis and how you can begin to work together with the energy of the sun, because you're not getting enough of it. It's not moving you forward. It's not causing you to increase your energy in what you're doing. And so work with Ernest Just. That's the inventor for you.
All right, Michelle. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yes, yes.
All right.
All right. Call us back and definitely let us know how that goes. Well, I think we only have a few minutes left to go here, and it's still tons of you guys on the call. We're going to try to take one more caller here as we continue. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. You're live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. Hey, Brother Bilal. This is Pump 913.
Oh, greetings, Pump.
Right, Pump 913. Let me get that birthday before you get into the meditation.
All right, 12/20/1993.
Tell me you did the meditation to find your the note you were out of balance with, or the note, your strong note.
I still have to do that one. Tonight's meditation, I got cut off from that.
Oh, okay. So what you want to tell us about then? Hello?
The one thing I did see before I got cut off, I saw the gold coins, and then I saw somebody like moving their tongue or something.
Mm-hmm.
Along those lines.
Yeah, I know exactly what that is. That's exactly what it is, right there, Ms. Blue. You saying it's the mummy? That's what they actually used to put. Yeah, one of the brothers researched that, and they used to put the gold coin inside of the mummy mouth because the tongue was golden, huh? Yes, yeah, it's the mummy.
It's really like a
point of expression when you don't have the words to say. When, you know, it's connected to the thought process. Like when someone says something, say, that makes sense. You understand? So it's like it's a push thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but this is you finding your unique expression, because if someone asks you a question and you don't know it, you say, like the mummy. And sometimes, if you get a little challenging, you go wrap yourself up in the sheets and just be hard on yourself, just like the mummy, be wrapped up in shit. So you just wrapped up in a whole lot of shit right now. That's all it's saying.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you wrapped up in a whole lot of shit. Okay? See, yeah, go to mummy again.
I'll tell you. Wow, that's very powerful. I'll tell you this, Punk. One of the things that's definitely coming online for you and who to begin to work with, and this is Sarah Boone. Sarah Boone, a sister, December 30th.
Your phone's cut off, Ms. Boo.
Okay, let's see if that's better. Sarah
there
Boone,
we go.
December 30th, of 1887, Sarah Boone Patton, and she also an improvement to the ironing board.
Mm-hmm.
So the ironing board designed, she made an ironing board that was specifically designed to help iron out like the sleeves and like parts of the collar and all of that. She designed a sleeve that fit on top of the ironing board that was also reversible. She did all of that. So she was about ironing out things in our lives that needed to get straightened out. The other thing, and I don't see this too often that I've seen, and this is a pink rose upside down, and I see this above your head. And one of the things that I want to tell you about this, why it's going to be really good for you to work with Sarah Boone, is that a deep secret of yours is soon going to come to light. And this is about you ironing out things before that happens, before that comes to light. But ironing them out, pressing them out, smoothing them over, clearing them up, making sort of the way so that this secret, if we call it that, will come to light for you, because it is the one thing that has been sort of keeping you in the background, you know? You're kind of like a background singer that's about to come up and become the lead singer in your own life. So you've been singing background in your own song, and now it's time for you to sing the lead part. Does that make sense?
Most definitely.
Well, there you have it. Sarah Boone.
I see. I'm seeing also, Punk. I mean, I'm also seeing, you know, not just because of your age, because, you know, I'm not big on that to say, you know, it's a certain time you're supposed to do something, but right. You have to walk enough miles, you know, in your shoes to be able to get enough experience to even vent out the invention. But a lot of it also is connected to the camera. Like it's something with taking pictures with the camera, but some type of detective work or uncovering some things. You understand?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's like with, you can see that?
I can see that. I'll take photography.
Yeah, that.
Very good.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. So your invention may be connected to coming up with, it looked like some type of camera that how the investigators do. They put the little bitty camera on the eyeglass and you be peeping at people and shit, and you don't know they're looking at you. Some type of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. It's just, you know, but that, you know, but, yeah, because you're sitting in that house. She's sitting in that house of Scorpio for us, the invention, and, you know, the tail is in Taurus at the other end. And, you know, but that, you know, keep your mind on that. Just see what invention come to you toward, you know, for us, the camera.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. And what we're going to do is we're going to make that our last call, because I don't want us to get cut off. Brother Bilal, it's always
okay.
Right.
The time passed so fast.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It did. So you guys know how to contact Brother Bilal, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Soul alignment readings. He's going to be doing self-invested. Talking about numbers this weekend, Saturday. If you're not self-invested, you definitely need to email questionforblue@gmail.com and get yourself self-invested as well. You guys know how to contact me as well, questionforblue@gmail.com. Don't forget to download. I see so many of you on the phone lines. We want to definitely hear from you guys and know what's going on with your world. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it here. Love it on iTunes. Love it on Twitter. Love it on Facebook. Some of you are even over there loving it on YouTube. We see you too. So wherever you're at, from all over the world, peace and love to you. And definitely keep it locked in to the remix. And that's going to do it for us. So peace and love to you,
Brother Bilal. Thank you. Good night.
Yes, yes. Peace and love, everyone, and much love, warm spirit. Until next Friday night. See you guys then.